leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, back to Salem, Virginia for Game 2 of this six-game set between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Salem Red Sox. Here for the Shorebirds pregame show, Sam Jelinek with you on a very warm Wednesday night here from just outside Roanoke. First pitch temp's going to be close to 90 degrees. The feel like temp up above 100 on a hot, muggy Wednesday night. Here from Salem, Shorebirds and Red Sox, game two of the series. Game one, we played yesterday at 11 a.m. Shorebirds woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Salem trounced them by a final of 12-3. Shorebirds dropping their fourth game in a row. They are now 19 games under 500, 19-38 on the season. Salem, with the win, got back to 500 at 29-29 and snapped six-game losing streak. For Salem, it was basically the offensive prowess of just a couple of guys. They had just 9 hits total, but they drew 13 walks. Blaze Jordan hit a 3-run homer. Nico Cavadas had a solo homer, and Edinson Paulino also had a solo homer. Brenier Bonassi had a 2-run single. He had a multi-hit game, as did Cavadas and Blaze Jordan, to really round it out for Salem, as Wickelman Gonzalez went 5 innings, allowed 3 runs on 2 hits, struck out 5. The Shorebirds just got 2-plus out of Juan de los Santos, taking his team-leading 7th loss of the season, allowing 5 on 4 hits, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. But today, a new day for the Shorebirds, and they'll try to right the ship as they send who has been their best starting pitcher here over the past 3 weeks, Carter Baumler, to the mound. Carter limited each time out to just 3 innings as he continues his rehab from Tommy John. Has been perfect in his professional career to this point. 9 innings total, hasn't allowed a run. He struck out 15. Last time out was probably his best outing of his young career to this point. Went 3 innings, struck out 6, walked 1, and that was it. He'll be opposed by Angel Bastardo for Salem, somebody that the Shorebirds saw back at home in the middle of May. Bastardo 1-1 with a 3.78 ERA, and his start against Delmarva, he went 5 innings of no-hit baseball, allowing a run while walking 4, and striking out 5 as well. So he ended up pitching well that game and earned the win, his only win of the season. Yesterday, not too much went right for the Shorebirds as far as the pitching staff is concerned, but they did have one bright spot, and that was Nick Richmond coming in out of the bullpen to throw a scoreless 6th. Nick tied the side in order, struck out a man in what was his second appearance so far with the Shorebirds. If you don't know Nick's story, well, he was signed by the Orioles just about 3 weeks ago now, spent a couple weeks in Florida, came up to the Shorebirds, and now is here in his second professional organization after being signed at a Pfeiffer University, a D3 school down in North Carolina, as an undrafted free agent back in 2019. So now here with the Shorebirds, finally had a chance to sit down and chat with Nick, so we'll go ahead and air that interview as Nick Richmond is our guest here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Here on the Shorebirds pregame show, we're joined by Shorebirds reliever Nick Richmond. Nick, first off, welcome to Shorebirds. I never got a chance to actually welcome you formally to the club, and you're not a part of the Shorebirds till I welcome you anyways. But you pitched really well yesterday, a 1-2-3 inning coming in out of the pen in a game that had unfortunately gotten a little bit out of hand. But you're able to come in, throw well. In a game like that, how do you, leading up to that, try to maintain your focus knowing that when you're coming in, you're doing so in a game that, you know, Shorebirds, big comeback notwithstanding, it's kind of said and done?
I think you just have to pay attention to the pace of the game. You know, it's moving kind of slow, and you wait for your opportunity. You know, it's, you know, when you're getting a lot of calls down to the bullpen, you stay kind of on your toes and ready to go at the moment's notice.
And you've had a pretty interesting career arc. You came out of Pfeiffer, signed as an undrafted free agent with the Tigers, then got released and then picked up by the Orioles. You know, that's a lot of steps that a lot of guys don't ever actually get to go through in their career, and you've already done that basically in 2 years plus. What's the journey been like?
It's been an adventure. It's always, you know, up and down, especially, you know, getting released from a team and finding new teams. Baseball's always been an interesting sport, and, you know, professionally it's never changed. It's actually gotten kind of more exciting, and, you know, it makes you appreciate the game.
So after you're released by the Tigers, what's the next step after that? Before you get picked up by the Orioles, you know, how do you take stock? How do you evaluate, okay, where do I go from here? Because I imagine you probably needed some guidance, because otherwise, you know, that's something that nobody dreams of going through. So then to figure out, okay, what do I do next? That's got to be really difficult.
Right. Once I got released, I made some calls to some coaches I'd played for before and, you know, kind of got some guidance from them. Then reached out to Tread Athletics, and they've been a big part in this this whole deal of just getting better throughout the year and having an opportunity for, you know, teams to reach back out and get a chance to play again this year.
So I'm a big guy on Twitter, and I happened to see Tread post a couple of really good videos of you throwing through some bullpens. Was that a big facet of your recruitment to, you know, sign with a major league club, was posting stuff on Twitter and hoping that it circulated well?
Yeah, Twitter was actually a big part of it. I was, you know, surprised to see how many teams look at players on there and, you know, evaluate players. And it's interesting. I think it's changed a little bit. Even in 19 when I got signed to the Tigers, I think it's baseball's kind of evolving year after year, so it's getting different.
Are you somebody who uses Twitter anyway, or was this kind of an introduction to a new social media for you?
I'm not even on Twitter, to be honest, but I appreciate the people letting me know that it's a great tool to get picked up.
And so, obviously, Tread posted the videos for you. That's where you said that you worked out. What was it that they provided that you think was able to help you take that next step forward that piqued the Orioles' interest?
They provided everything you could need in baseball. It comes to, you know, mechanical changes, strength changes, you know, more learning the game, learning how to pitch. I mean, they do it all. It's a great place and, you know, a great organization that's helped me kind of get back to getting structure even before I was back in an organization. So it's really helped out. It's been a big part.
What do you think is the biggest difference then between the Nick Richmond from his time at the end with the Tigers versus the one that's now here at the Shorebirds?
I think it's been a lot of changes. I think, you know, getting a little more confidence back and getting back into a team, it helps you out, and just being able to reach out to those guys whenever I need help or questions, it's huge.
And the past couple of weeks, I imagine, have flown by, from signing with the Orioles, then going down to Florida, then coming up with the Shorebirds and just trying to learn everybody's name, faces, places. What's that been like?
It's been interesting. Just for as long as I've been right now, I was in Sarasota for 2 weeks. I felt like I finally learned everybody's name and face, and then pick it up and head to the Shorebirds and do it all over again. But, you know, it's never a dull moment, and it's always good to be moving forward.
And when you were with the Tigers, you spent most of your time down in the complex leagues. Now with the Orioles, you finally get to leave the complex, come out and truly experience minor league baseball. Has it kind of met your expectations?
It's what a lot of people have prepared me for. You know, it is a grind, and it's a little bit different having to travel a little more. But, you know, it's what I want to do, and I'm happy to be out here.
Well, Nick, congrats on the great outing yesterday, and thanks for your time here today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Sam Jelinek here with you. Thanks again to Nick Richmond for joining us on today's pregame show. Now it's time to turn our attention to the Preston Automotive Group starting lineups. First for your Delmarva Shorebird, similar one to yesterday. A couple of changes down at the bottom of the order. But Luis Valdez leads it off again. He'll play second base here this evening. Heston Kerstad DHs after playing right field for seven innings yesterday. He'll bat second. Noelbert Romero again playing third base and batting third. Trenton Craig in the cleanup spot plays left field. Frederick Bencozme back into the lineup. He'll play shortstop and bat fifth here today after playing second base yesterday. Michael Deson gets the start after coming on as a pinch hitter late in yesterday's game, bat sixth. He'll be out in center. Creed Willems does the catching, hitting seventh. Steven Acevedo out in right field hits eighth. And Roberto Martinez bats ninth. He'll play first base for the first time this season for the Shorebirds. Carter Baumler gets the start for Delmarva. Expect Ryan Long to come in after him should he go the three innings the Shorebirds want him to, and then Long will come on for the fourth. On the flip side for the Salem Red Sox and manager Luke Montz in his second year with the Red Sox, Preston Automotive Group starting lineup looks like this. Edson Paulino leads it off. He'll DH. Brainerd Bonassi, the second baseman, bats second. Marcelo Meyer, the shortstop, hits third. Nico Cavadas, the first baseman, bats fourth. Blaze Jordan, the third baseman, bats fifth. Tyler Miller out in left field. He'll bat sixth. Batting seventh, Roberto Mexicano does the catching, hitting seventh. Philip Sykes, the center fielder, bats eighth. And Carson Simas, the right fielder, bats ninth, rounding it out for Angel Pistardo on the mound for Salem. Coming into the game, Shorebirds at 19-38. 10.5 games back in the Northern Division here with just a little over a week left in the first half race in the Carolina League. So the Shorebirds have officially been eliminated with just 8 games left to play here in the second half, while Salem, 29-29, they are just a game back in the Northern Division. It is clustered as tightly as it could be. Coming into the day, Carolina, Fredericksburg, and Lynchburg were all tied 30-28, with Salem a game back, and then down east actually at 28-30, 2 games back. Already today, there have been a couple of day games here in the Carolina League, and the Mudcats actually lost for a 5th straight game, losing 2-1 to Columbia, who had just 4 hits total. So Carolina has dropped now out of a tie for first place at 30-29. Fredericksburg and Lynchburg can keep the pace at the top and try to break away from Carolina now if they can both win here tonight. While Salem with a win could find themselves in a tie should both Fredericksburg and Lynchburg lose as well, which was the case in last night's game. Obviously, the Shorebirds played at 11:05 yesterday with Salem, so nobody knew the results of any of the other games in the division until way later in the night. But everything basically broke Salem's way to get them to just a game back at this point. In the Southern Division, it's just as tight, but only with 2 teams. Myrtle Beach, 41-17, and then Charleston right behind them at 40-18, a game back. But Charleston has already lost again today. They lost yesterday to Augusta and then got shut out this morning by J.J. Necro of the Augusta Green Jackets. So Charleston now a game and a half back of Myrtle Beach, who is just about to start against Fredericksburg here at 7:05 in a couple of minutes. So Myrtle Beach with a win can go 2 up with just 5 games to play here in the first half. First half of the season ends next Thursday. Literally in the middle of the week, the Shorebirds, who will be taking on the Lynchburg Hellcats, vying for a playoff spot here in the first half. Once Thursday ends, we'll wipe the slate clean and reset going into Friday. So we'll try to remember that fact. And the Shorebirds, there's light at the end of the tunnel here as far as getting a clean start here and maybe, just maybe, going worst to first in the second half. Red Sox are taking the field right now, so we'll go ahead, step aside one more time. And when we come back, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Many of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Helter, a bouncing ball, through down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
Time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to Salem, Virginia, where it's time for Delmarva Shorebirds baseball. Sam Jelinek here with you. Game 2 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and Salem Red Sox, ready to go here tonight on Wednesday from Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Shorebirds and Red Sox played yesterday morning at 11 a.m., and Salem thumped Delmarva for their fourth straight loss. 12-3, the final score. Red Sox coming away with a win that pushed them back to 500 and just two games back, with now six to play in the divisional race for the first half of the Carolina League up in the north. So the Shorebirds trying to play spoiler yet again against Salem, have five more remaining this week. And here on Wednesday night, they'll go up against Angel Bastardo on the mound for Salem. Bastardo comes in with a 1-1 record, a 3.78 ERA. He is on the mound, and this is the defense that lines up behind him for second-year manager Luke Montz with Salem. It's Tyler Miller out in left field. Phillip Sykes is in center. Carson Simas is in right. Lee Jordan at third. Marcelo Meyer at shortstop. Rainer Bonassi at second base. Nico Cavadas at first, and Roberto Mexicano does the catching for Angel Bastardo. Bastardo, 6'1", 175 pounds, still 19 years old, just for a couple more days. He'll turn 20 here on the 18th later this week out of Venezuela, making his 10th start, 33 and a third innings. He struck out 37, walked 18, 31 hits, 17 runs, 14 earned. Salem rocking their alternate uniforms here on Wednesday. Red base with blue sleeves. They go with navy blue cap with the Salem S on the front. Red Sox high up for Bastardo on the mound. Shorebirds in their classic road grays. Delmarva in black on the front, black numbers on the front and back with gray pants, and then black high socks for Luis Valdez, who strides the plate to lead things off here tonight. It is a scorcher here from Salem. 90 degrees the entire day. It's still 90 right before first pitch, but the field temperature, thanks to 58% humidity, has us feeling like it's 105. So hope you brought an umbrella, or if you're listening to this not here from Salem, I envy you. Valdez, switch hitter, steps in from the left side to lead it off. Bastardo, from the middle of the rubber, hands together, turns into his wind. The first pitch of the game is a fastball that misses inside at 7:09. 4 minutes late for first pitch here today. We're underway Game 2, Shorebirds and Red Sox. 1-0, working quickly now. Bastardo throws, and it's chopped on the ground to first. Back of the bag, Cavadas grabs it, and the first baseman lumbers to the bag to retire Valdez for the first out here in the ballgame. So one out, nobody on. That brings up Heston Kerstad. Kerstad, his first hitless game with the Shorebirds yesterday, was still productive. 0-for-3, drove in a run. Technically, two runs came as a result of him, but he grounded into a double play that brought home a run, so no credit for the RBI there. 6-3, 205 from the left side. Bastardo the rock. Here's the pitch. And Kerstad lashes it into right center field. That'll fall in for a base hit in front of the center fielder Sykes, who plays it on a hop. And Kerstad aboard with the first pitch single. Good to see Kerstad being so aggressive here that his timing basically hasn't missed a beat after 2 years off. He's come up, barreled a couple of baseballs, still waiting for his first homer, but that'll come in due time. That brings up Noelbert Romero. Romero, an 0 for last morning, it's 0-for-3. Four homers, 15 driven in, hitting .232. Right-handed batter, Bastardo from the belt, looks over at first, here's the pitch. And Romero takes, fastball in the inside corner for strike one. Romero going with low Sox here today. Typically he's a high Sox guy. He has the pants down around his ankles, orange sleeve on the right arm as well now. New look for him, trying to switch it up, 0-1. Hit softly on the ground towards short. Meyer waits back on it. Flips to second for one. Relay to first in the dirt, but scooped out by Cavadas for a 6-4-3 double play. Nicely turned by Meyer and Bonassi at second base to get a speedy Romero. Shorebirds get a single, but leave nobody aboard after the twin killing. On to the bottom of the first. It's Delmar, but nothing. Salem coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Bomb of the first from Salem. It's Delmarva nothing, and Salem coming to bat for the first time against Carter Baumler, making his fourth start of the season. He has been perfect on the year, no record, but he hasn't allowed a run in nine innings yet in his professional career. Right-handers on the mound for the Shorebirds, and it's the defense that lines up behind him for manager Felipe Rojas Jr. It's Trenton Craig in left, Mishael Deson in center, Steven Acevedo in right, and Albert Romero's at third, Frederick Ben-Cosme at short, Luis Valdez at second, Roberto Martinez his first start of the year at first, and Creed Willems does the catching. Baumler into his windup, his first pitch of the game is bunted up the first base side off the mound. Baumler goes to grab it. First base Martinez fields it, flips to Baumler at the bag, and it's not in time. A perfect drag bunt by Edinson Paulino. Left-handed batter pulled it up the first base side, got it by Baumler. Martinez had to field it. Baumler trying to cover, couldn't get there in time, and not his fault. He was off the mound quickly, but Paulino just too fast, and a day after homering, drops down a bunt base hit to kick off the bottom of the first. It's already more hits than Baumler allowed his entire last start. Last Wednesday, Baumler went three no-hit innings against Fayetteville, walked one and struck out six. Longest he's gone pitch-wise in a game this year is 53. 6'2", 195 pounds on the mound. Baumler, 20 years old, fifth-round pick back in 2020. Hands together at the belt. Paulino, big lead. Nearly fell over. Now the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one to Brainier Bonassi. Paulino looking to run. He was leaning on that front leg and nearly toppled over. Paulino stole two bases yesterday. Salem stole five. That's the most that Shorebirds have allowed in any one game yesterday. Bonassi, switch hitter, bats left. The pitch home. Runner goes. Fastball up and away. Throw to second on a hop. It is not in time. Looked like the throw beat Paulino. I'm just not sure if Ben Cosme, the shortstop who picked the throw and applied the tag, got the tag down in time. And evidently, looks like he placed the tag in between the arms of Paulino as opposed to getting him on the chest. So a stolen base for Paulino. He's at second. 11th stolen base of the season. 2-0 on Bonassi, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball three. So Baumler immediately in trouble here. He hasn't had to grind too much through any of his first three starts, as you could guess, going nine consecutive scoreless innings to start a career. Not a whole lot of traffic on the base paths. 3-0 on Bonassi. Baumler from the belt, here it comes. And the fastball is chopped over the mound towards second, charging in Valdez. Fields in the short hop, bobbles, drops it, and everybody's safe. We'll see if they go E4 or an infield single for Bonassi. It was going to be a tough play for Valdez anyways. But up to third goes Paulino. Bonassi aboard at first. And they will go E4 there. So men in the corners and nobody out in Marcelo Meyer, now the batter. So a less than ideal start for Baumler here. See if he can work some magic, get out of it. Baumler, a four-pitch mix, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Faces Meyer, the fourth overall pick in last year's draft, hitting 319, 955 OPS, the pitch. Big swing and a miss, fastball up at 92 for strike one. First swing and miss that Baumler's gotten in today's game. No score, bottom of the first. Shadows creeping in, covering home plate right now. The mound in sunshine. Bonassi leads away from first. Baumler at the belt. High leg kick, the pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. That's a good slider there from Baumler. It's a pitch he's struggled the most to command here through his first three starts in his career. There's a head 0-2 on Meyer. Infield plays back. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away. And at the corners, no out. Bottom one. Baumler holds, now deals, runner goes from first, Meyer swings and misses, throw goes through to second, the tag applied there for the out, but coming home to score from third, Paulino. So the Shorebirds trade the two outs for the run. Bonassi caught stealing. Paulino comes in to score, and there's two outs, Meyer down on strikes. I think the Shorebirds all right with that trade, as Baumler finally concedes a run here in his professional career. For now, that's technically an unearned run. Nico Cavada is now the batter, cleanup man, big left-handed slugger. Baumler the wind, here's the pitch. Fastball, belt high, outside corner for strike one. And if Cavada reaches on a base hit, then the run would become earned, but for now, still an unearned run. Cavada's a 958 OPS, that's second best in the league, 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner, Baumler able to slice the edge, and it's 0-2. Cavada's 8 homers, 34 driven in, he homered yesterday morning. Drove in three, also had a double. Baumler ahead on him, 0-2. Into his winds, raises the leg, the pitch. And Cavada swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone at 93. And Baumler bounces back after the leadoff single. Strikeout two to end the inning and concede just the one run. We go to the top of the second. It's Salem 1, Delmarva nothing here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good. Having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and with so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
I got a road for freedom. enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Shorebirds trail the Red Sox 1-0 as we go to the top of the second. Trenton Craig leads it off for the Shorebirds, 4-5 and 6, due up after Heston Kerstad singled in the first, but then a double play wiped him off the bases, and Angel Bastardo ended up facing the minimum for Salem. Right-hander out on the mound, ready in the box. Bastardo winds up, deals home, and Craig lashes it the other way into right field for a first-pitch single. Right fielder Seamus has a little bit of trouble keeping it in front, but able to fire it back in, and Craig aboard. Base hit to lead off the second. Day after his 9-game hitting streak came to a close, he hopefully starts one anew here today. He went 0-for-4 yesterday. Brings up Frederick Benkozme. He was 1-for-3 in yesterday's game. Now 5-for-15 with the Shorebirds. Left-handed batter. Bastardo from the stretch. Peaks at first. Now the pitch. Benkozme shows bunt, but the pitch outside for ball one. Third baseman Jordan plays in on the grass. Middle infield at double play depth. Outfield straight away with the flag blowing ever so slightly in from center. Lights are already almost fully on here. We don't have sunset for another hour. The pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two. Shorebirds coming south here. A little bit out west compared to, obviously, the eastern shore of Maryland. Sunset in Salem isn't until about 8:30. Craig at first. Bastardo from the belt. Deals to Benkozme. And he takes down and in for ball three. Second time this year that Bastardo has actually seen Delmarva, and last time he pitched against them, actually faced the guy who's going to go second today for the Shorebirds in tandem with Baumler, that's Ryan Long, on May the 11th. The pitch. Benkozme takes on the inside corner, was already taking off his shin guard, so actually has to drop his bat and reattach it. 3-1. Bastardo threw well that night, picking up his only win of the season. 5 no-hit innings, allowed a run on 4 walks, and struck out 7. Craig at first, 3-1, Benkozme the pitch. Fastball is low this time, ball four. Benkozme finally walks. And at first and second with nobody out for the Shorebirds to begin the second. If you remember that game, it was a super weird one between the Shorebirds and Red Sox. On Wednesday night, Shorebirds ended up losing 5-4, but through the first 6-plus innings, they were actually no hit, but they had actually scored 2 runs. They didn't get their first hit until the 7th. As here comes Michael Desone. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball for strike one. Desone hitting .222, 571 OPS. Right-handed batter. First and second. Nobody out. Top of the second. Shorebirds trailing the Red Sox 1-0. But Isaac Bologna finally got the first hit of the game back in May. In the seventh inning, drove in 2 runs. The pitch. Desone takes a breaking ball down and away, 1-1. And his 2-run single gave the Shorebirds 4 runs on just 1 hit. And that's how the game ended. They lost 5-4, 4 runs on 1 hit. Very next night, they had 1 run on 4 hits. The pitch. Desone takes an off-speed pitch up high for ball 2. Parallels of baseball, futility of this sport sometimes. Desone trying to come through early here for the Shorebirds. He pinch hit yesterday for Kerstad after 7 innings. Ended up grounding out. 2-1 pitch. Desone takes. Fastball at the knees. 2-2. Michael, right now in a grind. Hasn't had an extra base hit in almost a month. Last time he had one was a double against Fredericksburg on May the 18th. 2-1, nobody out. 2-2 home. And Desone tries to check his swing, but the ball hit his hand. Goes to the backstop, and he'll go on down to first, but Michael in some pain right now. Given the sound that that made when it hit his hand, I almost thought it hit the bat first. That's not a good sign if that did get his hand first, because that was not a good sound that you want to hear when a ball meets a hand. Trainer Julio Ibarra comes out to check in on Michael. It's his left hand right now that he's clutching. Shorebirds have the bases loaded, nobody out now, but that's almost besides the point. Hopefully Desone's okay. It's actually the right hand that they're looking at as well now. He's got it unflexed, which is a step in the right direction. But Julio, manager Felipe Riojas Jr., check in on him. And we'll see if Dazon stays in the game. Looks like he's going to. Takes off his shin guard. Gives that to Ibarra, and he'll trot on down to first base. A little round of applause, stay in the game. That's very good to see. Those hand injuries, so tricky. Get hit on the wrist, get hit on the knuckles. Cause some serious damage, so thankfully Dazon okay. And the Shorebirds now with the bases loaded and nobody out for Creed Willems. Start over from the full line, nobody out top of the second. Bases juiced, here's the pitch. And Willems off the end of the bat, cues it to the backstop for strike one. A little change up there from Bastardo. Willems from the left side, square stance, hitting 165. Start of the wind, here's the pitch. And Willems hits it hard on the ground to first. On one hop, Cavadas has it, fires to second. One, back to first, that's a double play. Coming home to score from third, Craig. Willems out in the 3-6-1 double play. And the Shorebirds answer Salem's own run in the first with one of their own in the second on a double play. No RBI for Willems. Then Cosme goes to third, Craig scores. Salem exchanged 2 outs for a run in the first, and the Shorebirds do the same here in the second. Second straight day that they've actually done that. Brings up Steven Acevedo. Man at third, 2 outs now. Bastardo back to the stretch. Here's the pitch. Acevedo, a big swing and a miss. Breaking ball down for strike one. Acevedo 0 for his first 10 with the Shorebirds. 6'4", 185 from the right side. 19 years old. 0-1. Slider on the outside corner. That's a good pitch from Bastardo. Able to whittle the edge. It's 0-2. Acevedo spreads out his legs, takes up almost the full box. Ben Cosme at third. Bastardo deals home. And Acevedo takes. Same pitch. This time Acevedo gets the call. It's 1-2. Shadow's starting to creep out towards the mound. Almost covering Bastardo now. He's half in shadows, half in light. Hands to the belt, deep breath, here it comes. And Acevedo tries to check his swing, appeal out to second, and no swing, says the second base umpire. That's Elliot Melton tonight. Chad Patterson calling balls and strikes. Tied at one, top of the second. Both teams exchanging 2 outs for 1 run. Tied at one, top two. 2-2. And Acevedo slices it the other way down the right field line. That drops in for a base hit and goes to the wall. Ben Cosme scores from third. Acevedo on his way to second. He'll stop there with an RBI double. His first hit with the Shorebirds gives the Birds the lead here in the second. An RBI double the other way. It's Delmarva 2 and Salem 1. Really fine piece of hitting there by Steven Acevedo. Such a big guy, long wingspan. Took that pitch just a couple inches off the outside corner and sliced it down the right field line out of the reach of Seamus, the right fielder. First hit, first RBI at the single-A level, and the Shorebirds with a 2-1 lead. Brings up the 9-hole hitter, Roberto Martinez, switch hitter, bats from the left side, playing first base for the first time tonight in his career. Bastardo deals home, and Martinez takes fastball at 95 just off the inside corner for ball one. This is Bastardo, or rather Martinez's first start in over a week. Last time he played was the 7th. Last week, first game of that series against Fayetteville, 1-0. Martinez hits it in the air, deep right center field. Seamus going back into the gap. The right fielder and center fielder converge. And it's the center fielder, Sykes, who makes the call and the catch at the last moment to retire the side here in the second. The Shorebirds take the lead. Creed Willems bounces into a double play that scores a run, and Steven Acevedo, his first Delmarva hit, is an RBI double. It gives the Birds the lead 2-1 as we go into the bottom of the second here from Salem on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the second here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Shorebirds and Red Sox. Delmarva with a 2-1 lead now over Salem. And it looks like we have a change, as Michael DeSone has left the game after being hit by a pitch on the hands in the top of the second. So Luis Valdez has shifted out into center from second base. Roberto Martinez now plays second. And Moises Ramirez comes into the game and plays first. So the new defensive alignment here for the Shorebirds, with Carter Baumler still on the hill. Goes into his wind. His first pitch of the inning to Blaze Jordan is hit in the air deep down the right field line, slicing towards the corner. It's a foul ball. Just a loud strike off the bat of Jordan. So the new defensive alignment in the outfield, Craig in left, Valdez in center, Acevedo in right, Noelbert Romero at third, Frederick Bencozme at short, Roberto Martinez at second, Moises Ramirez at first, and Creed Willems does the catching now. 5, 6, and 7 due up for Salem, with the Shorebirds now leading the Red Sox 2-1. Bottom two, Creed Willems bounces into a double play that scores a run, and then Steven Acevedo, an RBI double, gives the Birds the lead. Baumler the wind, the 0-1. Fastball is high and tight, pushes Jordan out of the box. Counts even at 1. Baumler didn't allow a ball out of the infield in the first, but still gave up a run. Bunt base hit, stolen base, an error. Pitch. Jordan off the hands, floats it into left. That drops in for a base hit on a hop in front of the left fielder, Craig. Baumler didn't get it in enough. Jordan attacked it. It's a leadoff single here in the second. Brings up the left fielder, Tyler Miller. Baumler ended up giving up his first professional run. Right now, it's still unearned, as a botched double steal. Marcelo Meyer struck out swinging. Throw down to second. Nailed Brenner Bonassi. Coming home to score from third was Paulino. The pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball one on Miller. Shorebirds gladly take that trade in the very first inning. Miller from the left side, open stance. Jordan at first. Barely a lead. Held on by Ramirez. Baumler from the belt. Stares home. High leg kick. The pitch. Fastball misses just outside at 91. Shorebirds with a 2-1 lead, first lead that they've held in the series after getting trounced yesterday 12-3. Salem scored two in the first, never looked back. The pitch swung on and fouled the plate. 2-1 on Miller. Hitting 197, 638 OPS, ninth rounder out of Auburn last year. Just saw his Tigers go to the College World Series, as wildly enough, the SEC ended up sending four programs. A couple of them with Shorebirds ties, Arkansas being one of them, Eston Kerstad's alma mater. 2-1. Miller shoots it the other way, down the left field line and into the Salem bullpen for a foul ball. Counts even at 2. Arkansas getting the College World Series is the year after they had a phenomenal regular season, where the number one overall seed going into tournament time then couldn't close the deal. 2-2. Miller pops it back and out of play. Count stays even at 2, similar to Tennessee this season, following in the Super Regionals to Notre Dame. Another connection to this game as well, Nico Cavadas, the Salem first baseman, former Fighting Irish ball player. Still 2-2 on Miller. Man at first, nobody out. It's 2-1. Shorebirds, bottom of the second. The pitch. Miller swings and misses. Baumler throws the fastball by him at 93. First out here in the second. Third strikeout of the game for Baumler. The amount of swings and misses that Baumler gets on his fastball is super impressive. It's got a high spin rate, and the velo sits mostly 92-93, which just makes you dream for as Baumler gets older, gets stronger, and gets farther and farther away from his surgery, that once he gets up to 95-96, he is going to be dominant. Here's your Roberto Mexicano. First pitch fastball, top of the zone for strike one. And that's the pitch right there that Baumler does so well with, locating that fastball at the top of the zone. High spin rate, hard to get on top of. Mexicano, right-handed batter, doing the catching tonight. The pitch, out in front of a breaking ball, rolls it towards the hole left side. Ben Cosme flags it down. A one-hop throw to second is in time for the force out. Nicely done by Frederick Ben Cosme, off balance on the backhand, able to skip it to Martinez at second, get the force out for the second out here in the second. Mexicano replaces Jordan at first, and a real good internal clock from Ben Cosme as well, knowing that he had the time to get Jordan lumbering towards second. That brings up Phillip Sykes, the center fielder. Shorebirds 2, Red Sox 1, bottom of the second. Another right-handed batter in the first pitch fastball. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Sykes, 18th rounder out of TCU last year. It's the final year of head coach Jim Schlossnagel at TCU. Took over at Texas A&M and ended up leading them to the College World Series this year. 0-1. Sykes fouls it back and out of play. It's 0-2. Sykes, 3 homers, 17 driven in, hitting .227, 812 OPS. SEC also sending Ole Miss. Shorebirds have had a couple of rebels on the team. Last year, Anthony Servideo, Houston Roth. 0-2 on Sykes. Eighth man in the order. Man at first, 2 outs. Shorebirds 2, Red Sox 1, bottom 2. The pitch, fastball is high. And the count levels at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Outfield straight away, infield plays a touch to the pole side. Baumler deals home, and Sykes rolls it foul up the first base side. Keeps the at-bat going with 2 strikes on him. Hot, muggy Wednesday evening here from Salem. You can feel the air just descending on you. Look at the mountains in the background, the Blue Ridge Mountains, and what do you do to be up on one of them right now? Some cooler air. Pitch again, and Sykes drills it in the air, deep right center field, long run from the right fielder Acevedo. He won't get there, and watches it one hop off the wall, racing around third. Here comes Mexicano. The relay throw from Martinez goes to third, and Sykes, with a headlong dive, is able to land on the bag with an RBI triple. Ties this game up at 2 with 2 outs in the second. For Sykes, his 4th triple of the season. Not a good 2-strike pitch from Baumler there, left it center cut. And Sykes able to hammer it out into right center, stuck with it. Drives in Mexicano, and we're tied at 2 here in the second. Brings up Carson Semus, the 9-hole hitter. So now Baumler has officially allowed his first earned run. 2 runs in today's game, the most he's given up in any game this season. Semus, right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Semus hitting .179, 501 OPS, no homers, 8 driven in. Last played back on Sunday, went 0-3 at Charleston. Just turned 21 a couple of weeks ago. Open stance, Baumler's 1-0, and Semus swings and pops it up. Trail back into the seats behind home. Counts even at 1. Baumler early on here, his pitch count actually in relatively good standing. It could be worse given the base runners he's seen. 29 pitches now, 20 strikes. Hasn't walked anybody, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. Man at third, 2 outs, tied at 2, bottom of the second. The pitch, and Semus tries to check his swing, but ball meets bat and dribbles into the Shorebirds dugout first base side. Baumler heading the count 1-2. Carter leans in for the sign. Takes a peek at the imaginary runner at first. Man at third, he stares at. Another look. 1-2. and Seamus swings and misses, fastball up and out of the zone. Bondler sits him down on strikes, his fourth strike out of the game. Phillip Sykes, a two-out RBI triple, ties the game at two as we go to the third here from Salem on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song!
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league! Ugh! I love this guy!
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tied at two between the Shorebirds and Red Sox as we go to the top of the third from Salem. Luis Valdez, the leadoff man, leads it off to the Birds, top of the order against Angel Pastardo. Fires a first pitch slider down the middle for strike one. Valdez grounded to first, his first time up. Switch hitter bats left. Pastardo working quickly into his wind the pitch. Same pitch, same result, outside corner, and Valdez down in the count 0-2. Luis 1-for-16 last week against Fayetteville, 0-2. Pitch misses outside, 1-2, trying to find his footing after a very hot road trip. Returned home, struggled against the Woodpeckers, but still found a way to actually steal four bases that week. 1-2. And Valdez stings it back up the middle, off the back of the pitcher, Bastardo. It trickles towards third. Blaze Jordan picks it up, and Valdez safely aboard at first as Bastardo crumples down to the grass next to the mound. He stayed on his feet for a couple of seconds and then fell down like a ton of bricks as Valdez lined it right at his lower back. He lays down on the ground. I would be highly skeptical that he stays in this game. And the Salem bullpen immediately jumps up into action. Bastardo gets back up to his feet very quickly. Trainer hands him a towel. Athletic trainer Jacob Lohman for Salem. And we'll see whether or not Bastardo stays in this game. For Valdez, a base hit. Scorched it right off the back of Bastardo. He was lucky he wasn't turned around the other direction, because right where that got him in the back, if he's facing forwards towards the plate, that's right below the belt buckle. And you're not getting up from that one. So Bastardo still chatting with the pitching coach Nick Green and the manager Luke Montz on trying to convince them to let him stay in the game. And right now he's on top of the mound. He's going to try to throw some warm-up tosses. First warm-up toss at 93 there for Bastardo, so he looks relatively the same as he was prior to Valdez drilling him with a liner. 95 on the next one, and I think he's going to stay in this game, which is very gutsy. Luke Montz gives him the A-OK. Trainer leaves the field as well, and Angel Pastardo, after taking a line drive off the bat of Valdez right lower spot of his back, stays in the game. Home plate umpire goes out to check on him just one more time. Only gets halfway before Pastardo says he's okay. And we'll get back to baseball. Valdez at first, nobody out. Top of the third, tied at two, and Heston Kerstad the batter. Lined a single into right center his first time up. Left-handed batter, middle infield at double play depth. Pastardo from the belt, Here's the pitch. Slider down and in off the glove of Mexicano. He kept it in front, but Valdez saw it in the dirt, took off for second, advances 90 feet on the wild pitch. Even if Mexicano was able to glove that cleanly, I think Valdez was going to take off bar none. Valdez learning to become a better base runner, see the pitch in the dirt out of the hand. So he's in scoring position now for Kerstad. Kerstad has driven in a couple with the Shorebirds here. Two RBIs, three games. 1-0. Kerstad takes a breaking ball that splits the middle for strike one. Heston, the Orioles' second overall pick back in 2020, was signed under slot then, as the Orioles went ahead and spent that money later. A couple of guys who have now been Shorebirds. 1-1. Kerstad rolls it on the ground over the first base. Ooh, that looked like it was over the first base bag, but it's ruled foul by the home plate umpire, Chad Patterson. It's 1-2. So new life for Kerstad, although down the count. But the guys that got the money that Kerstad didn't were actually Carter Baumler and Kobe Mayo. Both were signed for about $1 million over slot, while Kerstad went $2.5 million under slot. Valdez at second, the 1-2 to Kerstad. Up and away, counts even at 2. That being said, Kerstad still signed for $5.2 million, so he's making out okay. Orioles have first overall pick in this summer's draft, and starting to be some speculation about where they'll go with that now. It's about a month away. 2-2 pitch. Kerstad drills it foul at the plate off his foot. Dances out of the box. Does wear a shin guard on his front foot. He's okay. Orange and black shin guard, orange batting gloves. Actually readjust that shin guard now. Salem 2, Delmarva 2, top of the third. Valdez at second, held close by the shortstop Meyer. Starter of the righty comes set. Kerstad nonchalant in the box, the pitch. And he uncorks one out to left field, chasing Miller back a couple of steps. Now comes in, makes the catch, and fires it into third. Valdez not going anywhere from second. That's the first out here in the third. Brings him to Albert Romero. Hit into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Romero in the middle of a terrible cold streak here. He's 0 for his last 14. He was 1 for 15 last week against Fayetteville, already 0 for 4 this week. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. But the saving grace for Romero is that he's back on the road where he's enjoyed a lot of success. He has man out at second, one out. Tied at 2, top of the third. Romero at home this season, hitting just 167. Homer 3 driven in, the pitch. It's down in the dirt. Great backhand pick by Mexicano. Keeps Valdez out at second, count 2-0. On the road, Romero hitting 291 with an OPS above 800. 3 homers, 12 driven in. Sees the ball way better away from Purdue Stadium. Head in the count here, 2-0. Stardo looks to second the pitch, and Romero grounds it foul down the third base side, 2-1. Valdez at second, being held close by the second baseman, Bonassi. So basically the entire right side open for Romero if he can go the other way. Outfield plays on the pull, medium depth. Shadows now cover the entire infield. Outfield still splashed in sunshine. The pitch misses down low, and the count's 3-1. Two runs, four hits, one error for Delmarva. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Salem. Romero, square stance, waves his bat out at Bastardo. Hit by a liner to start the inning and is back. Now trying to gut it through the rest of the third, the pitch. And Romero takes just a little low for ball four. He stood there. The catcher Mexicano froze. Bastardo froze, but no strike was called. And Romero walks on the 3-2 pitch. Second walk issued by Bastardo. Salem does have somebody warming up out in the bullpen now. Perhaps just in case Bastardo runs into more trouble this inning. Maybe his back tightens up. Two on, one out for Trenton Craig, the cleanup man. First pitch, way outside for ball one. Craig single to right. Kick off the second, a line drive single on the first pitch of that frame. Comes a day after he went 0 for 4 snapping a 9-game hitting streak, which was the longest for any Shorebird this season. Went 15 for 34 during the streak. The pitch, breaking ball just off the inside corner for ball two. Had a homer, drove in 11, full slash line, 441, 513, 647. Head in the count here, 2-0. First and second, one out, top of the third. Delmarva 2, Salem 2. The 2-0. And Craig takes. Fastball down and away for ball three. Red Sox in the final six games here in the first half, trying to play their way into playoff position. Came into the day a game back in the north. Shorebirds already eliminated from first half contention, trying to play spoiler. 3-0 pitch. Craig takes. It's down and away again for ball four. Back-to-back walks by Bastardo, and he's going to come out of the game. Luke Montz hasn't liked what he's seen after Bastardo got hit in the back of the line drive. And he's going to come out of the game after just an inning and a third. So Salem, an early TechNet call to the bullpen. We'll go ahead, take a break, have a new arm on the mound when we return. We're tied at two, bases loaded for the Shorebirds in the third. Back in a minute here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Still on the top of the third from Salem, tied at two between the Shorebirds and Red Sox, and we have a TechNet called the bullpen with the bases loaded and one out. Miguel Suero replaces Angel Bastardo, who goes just an inning in the third. Right now on the hook for two runs, both earned, four hits, three walks, no strikeouts. Got hit by a line drive to start the third inning. Fell down in a heap next to the mound. Drilled him in his lower back. Convinced the manager Luke Montz to let him stay in the game, then gave up a fly ball and back-to-back walks, which have now loaded the bases for Frederick Benkozme in the third. Miguel Suero replaces Pastaro on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Suero making his 17th appearance. 25 years old, 2-1 with a 7.57 ERA. 27 in the third innings, struck out 25 and walked 14. 6-1, 185, right-handed pitcher. Works on the third base side of the rubber. Corners play in for Salem. Middle infield back at double play depth. Tied at two, top of the third. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch to Benkozme. Takes a fastball down the middle for strike one. Shorebirds trying to capitalize here tonight after going one for nine in yesterday morning's game with runners in scoring position. Benkozme walked and scored his first time on. 0-1. Takes, just down and in. Fastball can't find the zone, 1-1. Suero spent basically all of his season last year with Salem. Had a 7.76 ERA. 16 games, 26 and two-thirds innings back then. He's basically matched that again already this season. Hands just to the letters, the pitch. And Benkozme shoots it out of play, third base side. Counts 1-2. Frederick has been very solid since joining the Shorebirds, still just 19. This is first taste of the United States, not even in the Complex League. Spent all of last year in the DSL. 5 for his first 15, all singles. Benkozme calls time and steps out. Bases loaded, one out, top of the third. Tied at two. Pencosme open stance on the left side. Suero, crossfire set, a deep breath. Kicks and deals. And Pencosme takes a slider low. Counts even at two. Valdez at third. Romero at second. Craig at first. That's really good speed on the bases. 2-2 on Pencosme. Suero down the hill, the pitch, and Pencosme flares it out to shallow left. Left fielder Miller charging in, gets the spot, makes the catch. Valdez not going anywhere from third as Miller throws it back in. That's the second out of the inning. And Felipe Rojas Jr. goes back and talks to Valdez, and I think what he's saying probably is that even though he knew Valdez had no shot to tag and score on that play, you would have liked to see Valdez at least bluff. Primarily because Valdez has the type of game-changing speed that could force an error. So now, Moises Ramirez bats in Michael Deson's spot, as Ramirez replaced in the last half inning in the field after Deson was hit by a pitch on the hand his first time up. Ramirez, right-handed batter, calm from the right side, his hands held lower here today. The first pitch, he swings and rips it on the ground, just foul down the third base side. Would have cleared the bases, scored three. Instead, just strike one. Ramirez had what I thought was probably his most productive round of batting practice that I'd seen from him this season today. Hitting coach Brink Ambler actually asked me to record it to make sure that we had video proof. Ramirez hitting just 146 on the season, 420 OPS. Bases loaded, 2 outs, the pitch. Breaking ball down and away, kept in front by Mexicano. Counts even at one. Tied at two, Salem and Delmarva, top of the third. Game two, a six this week. Ramirez mired in an 0-for-10 slump. Trying to snap out of that here. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Bases full of shorebirds, 2 outs in the third. Suero fires home, and Ramirez takes outside for ball two. Two and one on Ramirez. Base is loaded, tied at two in the third. Suero down the hill, the pitch. And Ramirez takes down low for ball three. Salem pitching has walked two in the inning. And now on the verge of walking home a run to give Delmarva the lead back. Red Sox tied it in the bottom of the second on an RBI triple from Phillip Sykes. 3-1 on Ramirez. Base is loaded, 2 outs. Top three. Here's the pitch. And Ramirez takes high ball four. Suero walks him and forces in a run. Valdez crosses the plate to score, and the Shorebirds take the lead back. It's 3-2 Delmarva here in the third. Third walk of the inning for the Shorebirds. Plates a run. Delmarva back on top. And the base is still loaded now for Creed Willems. Hitting to a 3-6-1 double play his first time up. Bases were full then, that actually forced in a run. First pitch to him. Creed checks his swing, fastball outside half, belt high for strike one. Delmarva 3, Salem 2, top of the third. Willems a square stance from the left side. Driven in 9 this season. 0-1. Willems swings and misses, can't connect with the fastball. 94 gets by him. It's 0-2. Creed, after a little hot streak that gave a glimmer of hope, has cooled back off. He's 4 for his last 30 now. Down the count, 0-2. Right on left matchup. Suero fires home. And Willems fouls it back. Was on the fastball that time. Couldn't square it up, though. Count stays at 0-2. Romero at third. Craig at second. Ramirez at first after the bases loaded walk. His 10th RBI of the season gave the Shorebirds a 3-2 lead. Top of the third. And Willems down the count 0-2. Outfield shades him the other way in center. Right field straight away, though. Infield straight up. 0-2 again. And Willems takes down and away. Won't chase the off speed. Counts 1-2. Creed was 1-for-4 in yesterday's game. One of the 4 hits that the Shorebirds had. Just 3 players collecting base knocks. 1-2 offering. And Willems taps it softly on the ground to first, waiting back in it. Cavadas fields in line with the bag, takes it to the base himself, retires Willems, And Strands the bases loaded for Salem here in the third. But a run comes in to score. Moises Ramirez, a bases loaded walk, gives the Shorebirds the lead back. On to the bottom of the third, it's Delmarva 3, Salem 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third for Salem. It's now Delmarva 3 and Salem 2. Moises Ramirez with a bases loaded walk in the top of the inning. Gives the Shorebirds the lead back as the two teams have alternated run-scoring half innings since the bottom of the first. Top of the order due up here for Salem against Carter Baumler, trying to piece together a clean frame. Nearly had it in the second, but a two-out triple by Phillip Sykes tied the game at two at the time. Edinson Paulino leads it off, bunted for a base hit his first time up. The pitch home, Paulino swings and ropes it foul down the first base side for strike one. Surprised the Shorebirds don't play the corners tighter again. I guess they're just now daring Paulino. If you want to bunt for a base hit again, so be it. Try it. Baumler into the line, the 0-1. Paulino takes down the dirt, 1-1. Paulino homered in yesterday's game, now DHing here today. Four homers, 26 driven in, .243 average, .770 OPS. Left-handed batter. Baumler stares in over his black mitt. Into his wind, the pitch. Change up just off the outside corner for ball two. Baumler's pitch count very manageable now going into the third. Salem has been pretty aggressive against him. He's at 35 pitches at the moment. 2-1. Fastball misses way high for ball three. As far as control is concerned, even though Baumler hasn't walked anybody, this has probably been the most touch-and-go his control has been just by how scouts tend to delineate between control and command. Baumler has been in the strike zone a lot today. 3-1. Breaking ball misses high, ball four, and Paulino walks to lead off the third. That's the first walk issued by Baumler. But when Carter wants to go inside the strike zone to an edge, he just hasn't been able to find it today. We've seen less of the curveball today as well, which I'm curious if that was a distinct decision since it's been so good for him. That relying on it at this level won't really help him progress. Forcing him to use the other off-speed pitches will be more of a challenge. And at first, nobody out here is Brainerd Bonassi. Reached on an error his first time up. Baumler from the belt. Holds. Now throws. And misses outside for ball one with a fastball. Paulino stole second when he reached back in the first. 11 stolen base the season. 3 stolen bases here in the series already. Bonassi, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Throw over to first, and Paulino back in with a dive. During the pitching change, Noelbert Romero was the runner out at second, and it was really cool actually seeing him and Bonassi actually get to chat with one another again. You might remember both Romero and Elio Prado were traded from the Red Sox to the Orioles back in 2019. Here's the pitch, runner goes, or at least he started to. Fastball misses outside. Paulino returns to first. Count 2-0. Didn't like his jump. But seeing those baseball connections forged at such a young age still stand the test of time. 2-0. Bonassi takes on the outside corner. Fastball able to whittle the edge. 3-1. Or 2-1, beg your pardon. Tied, or rather now 3-2. Delmarva leads. Bottom of the third. Man at first, nobody out. And Winfield at double play death. Bonassi bounces the bat off his back shoulder. Here's the 2-1. And Bonassi takes up high for ball three. Bomber's command starting to escape him a little. Here in the third, he walked Paulino to start the frame. Now 3-1 on Bonassi. Three-one pitch. Fastball inside half, belt high. And Baumler works it full. Would completely expect Paulino to be off on the pitch here. 3-2, nobody out. In Winfield at double play depth, outfield straight away. Baumler high leg kick, runner stays put, and the 3-2 is just low. Ball four, Bonassi walks. Two on with nobody out here in the third. Brings up Marcelo Meyer, and pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, I think, is going to come out to the mound. See if he does. It's on the top step of the dugout. Finally puts the clipboard down. And at the top step of the dugout, he remains and now comes out to the mound. Using as much time as he can to make sure that the bullpen gets up and loose. Now, Ryan Long is scheduled to be in tandem with Carter Baumler. I'm just not sure if that means that Long will be good to go should he have to come into a dirty inning, as opposed to starting an inning clean and fresh. And the Salem bullpen, at least the visitor's bullpen, is obstructed, so I can't actually see who's warming. I can see some legs. Can't tell who's throwing, though. So Baumler meets with Willems and Hallmacher on the mound, trying to figure out how to get back in sync here. Back-to-back walks to kick off the third. I've met at first and second. Nobody out with Marcelo Meyer due to hit. Baumler struck out Meyer his first time up. Left-handed batter, fourth overall pick in last year's draft. Sweet left-handed swing. Four homers, 23 driven in, hitting nearly 320. With an OPS above 950. Baumler's first offering. Meyer takes, breaking ball down and away for ball one. In a Winfield at double play depth, corners back. Got to be careful here. Salem with these runners might think about a double steal. 1-0. Fastball misses outside. And Baumler painting himself into a corner down the count 2-0. Meyer, bright red batting gloves, two-tone bat. Natural grain barrel, bounces it off his back shoulder. High leg kick, the 2-0. Misses down and away for ball three. And Baumler's command, nowhere to be found here in the third. Two walks are tied for the most that Baumler's given up in a game this season. The 3-0. Meyer takes, fastball, letter high, gets the call. At-bat continues, 3-1. First and second, nobody out. Shorebirds 3, Salem 2. Bomb in the third. Baumler looks out to second. Cranks and deals the 3-1. And Meyer takes high ball for three straight walks from Baumler as he looks out towards the flag and center, trying to find some answers. And has loaded the bases with nobody out here in the third for the cleanup man, Nico Cavadas. No movement from the Shorebirds dugout either, so Baumler will face Cavadas. Right now, by OPS, the best hitter still active in the league. Left-handed slugger, the first pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. A big first pitch strike for Baumler there. Cavadas struck out his first time up. Baumler got him with a high fastball. Cavadas yesterday was a triple shy of the cycle, went 3-for-3, double a homer, 3 driven in, 2 walks, 0-1. He swings and tops it foul down the first base side, and the count's 0-2. Cavadas has driven in 34, that's top 10 in the league, 8 homers, also top 10. Bases juiced, nobody out. Bomb in the third, 0-2. And Cavadas checks his swing, fastball up, he laid off. And the count's 1-2. 3 straight walks to begin the third, authored by Baumler, the most walks he's given up in a single game. Now trying to wriggle his way out of it. 1-2 on Cavadas. Kick and the pitch. And Cavadas swings and misses, fastball up and in. Baumler got him to chase. His 5th strikeout of the game and the first out here in the third. So hurdle 1 down. Hurdle 2 is Blaze Jordan. Jordan singled to left his first time up. Jordan and Baumler contemporaries, both high school picks back in 2020. Jordan out of Mississippi, Baumler out of Iowa. Right on right matchup. Here's the pitch. Baumler fires high for ball 1. Jordan has killed Shorebirds pitching this season. He was the Carolina League Player of the Week when the two sides met up in May. He was 3-for-5 yesterday with a 3-run homer. Bases loaded, 1 out. The pitch. Breaking ball snaps onto the inside corner, 1-1. Delmarva 3, Salem 2, bottom of the third. Salem had the bases loaded, nobody out. Now bases loaded, 1 out. Middle infield at double play depth, corners back. Outfield straight away for Jordan, who has prodigious power. The pitch takes a curveball in the dirt. Nice block by Willems. And the count's 2-1. Like we said, coming into the inning, Baumler had a good amount of leash left on his pitch count. He's now at 54, which is uncharted waters for him. And I think about 60 pitches is where he'll be capped. Two-one to the plate. And Jordan takes fastball up and in, nearly got him on the shoulder. 3-1. So whether or not Baumler even gets Jordan, he's able to retire him, might be his last batter no matter what. Base is loaded, 1 out. 3-2 Shorebirds, bottom of the third. The 3-1 to Jordan. He swings and fouls it back. A mean rip at a fastball a couple of inches off the outside corner. Probably would have been ball 4. But Baumler gets the benefit of Jordan's aggressiveness. Counts 3-2. Paulino at third, Benassi at second, Meyer at first. 3-2 on Blaze Jordan, 1-run game, bottom of the third. Baumler from the belt. Kicks and fires the 3-2, and Jordan hits it on the ground to short. Ben Cosme has it, goes to second. 1, relay to first is skipped in, and Jordan able to beat it out. Martinez, beg your pardon, with a lot of trouble on the turn out at second. Couldn't get it out of his glove. And Baumler unable to get out of the jam and unable to get out of the inning. Felipe Rojas Jr. out to the mound will come and relieve him as what looked like an inning-ending double play ball instead is a fielder's choice, a run scored, and that ties the game at 3-3. Shorebirds going to the bullpen here in the last of the third. TechNet called the pen. We'll see who's coming on for Delmarva. Nobody has emerged from the bullpen yet, as it looks like that is going to be Joel Benitez. So we'll be back with Benitez on the mound here from Purdue or from St. Memorial Ballpark in a second here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time,
they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the bottom of the third here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's tied at three again. Salem getting a run on an RBI fielder's choice. Shorebirds unable to turn the inning-ending twin killing, which would have gotten Carter Baumler through three complete tonight. Instead, Baumler exits on this tech net called the bullpen. Right now charged with three runs, two earned on three hits, two and two-thirds innings, three walks, five strikeouts. And Joel Benitez comes in. And replaces Baumler. So Benitez on and Miller at the plate with men at the corners and two outs. Tied at three, bottom of the third here. Benitez making his first appearance in a good deal of time. Last time he pitched was June the 7th, over a week ago. Went two and two-thirds scoreless against the Woodpeckers. One walk, four strikeouts. On the season, no record, a 5.40 ERA, eight strikeouts, five walks. Benitez from the belt, his pitch home. Fastball misses up and away for ball one. Miller struck out swinging his first time up against Baumler. Benitez from the belt, the 0-1. And Miller pops it up. Left side of the infield, right on top of the third baseman Romero under it. And he puts it away to retire Miller and end the inning. And get out of the frame with the game at least tied. Red Sox tied up on the RBI fielder's choice off the bat of Blaze Jordan. We're on to the fourth, tied at three here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Gelinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gelinick on the call, both home and away for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Tied at three as we go to the third. The teams have been exchanging runs here between the Red Sox and Shorebirds since the bottom of the first. One in the first for Salem, two in the second for Delmarva, one again in the second for Salem, and then one for each side in the third. Have us tied at three as we begin the fourth. A couple more changes to tell you about here as they are dropping like flies here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Keir Meredith has come into the game to replace Phillip Sykes. With Carson Seamus moving to center, Sykes out of the game. Meredith will hit in his spot. Now play right. First pitch to Steven Acevedo from Miguel Suero. Misses inside for ball one. Sykes with the RBI triple back in the second for Salem. Went into third with a headlong dive and it's a terrible belly flop. Looked like he hurt himself. The pitch. Acevedo fouls it back and out of play for strike one. And evidently he did. He stayed in the game for an inning and a half. But is now left and Meredith takes over in right now. So the new outfield for Salem. Suero the wind the pitch to Acevedo. Fastball misses down and in for ball two. Miller in left, Seamus in center, and Keir Meredith now in right. 8-9-1, two up for the Shorebirds here. Acevedo, an RBI double his first time up. The pitch, fastball misses outside, and the count's 3-1. Acevedo, the double was his first Delmarva hit, first Delmarva RBI. Nice line drive down the right field line. The pitch, fastball misses low, ball four. It's leadoff walk here in the fourth. It's now the fifth walk issued by Salem pitching already here in the fourth. Delmarva pitching issued 13 in yesterday's game. That wasn't even a season high for the Shorebirds. They had given up 14 in the second game of the season to Fredericksburg. But now Roberto Martinez bats. Flied to center his first time up. Switch hitter batting left. And he steps out, calls time. Third baseman Jordan in on the grass. Guarding against the bunt. Middle infield at double play depth. Sun starting to set, and thankfully so. The pitch, fastball misses a little outside for ball one, and it's as hot and muggy as can be for a mid-June game. Temperature at first pitch was 90. It felt like over 100 thanks to humidity. The pitch, runner goes, and Martinez pops it out of play, third base side, strike one. I have been sweating bullets since basically I left the hotel today. Everybody for the Shorebirds trying to do as much of their work today inside and under shade as they can. 1-1. Martinez takes up and away for ball two. 9-0 hitter for the Shorebirds trying to flip the lineup to the top productively. Acevedo at first, nobody out. Top four tied at three. During batting practice, basically all the pitchers stood right underneath the wall. Little shade that it provided. 2-1. Martinez slaps it out of play. Third base side. Counts even at two. Martinez has had a tough go of it since a raucous start a couple of Sundays ago at Charleston. Two-hit game, his first career homer as well. He's just got one hit since. Throw over to first, Acevedo stumbles, but gets back to the bag safely. Tied at three, top of the fourth. Haven't had a zero put up on the board since the top of the first. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, and Martinez again slices it out of play left field side. Count stays even at 2-2. Acevedo back to first, big body, 6'4". He actually dwarfs Nico Cavadas, which that is saying something. Cavadas, a big man in his own right. The pitch misses up and away for ball three. Acevedo bluff from first. Counts now full 3-2. Talking with some of the guys down in the bullpen today, they actually noticed, not Acevedo, but evidently Michael Taysone. I haven't stood next to him in a little bit, but Taysone may have actually grown more. 3-2. Runner stays put, and Martinez, a one-hop grounder through the hole left side, and on into left, a base hit. Up to second goes Acevedo, and Martinez, a good piece of hitting, able to slap it through the 5.5 hole. Base hit. Man at first and second, and nobody out for the top of the order. Shane Davis claims that DeSona has grown another couple of inches this year. So out to the mound goes pitching coach Nick Green to talk with Suero. Salem bullpen quiet for now. Their starter, Angel Bastardo, just went an inning and a third as he got hit in the back with a line drive. Stayed in for a couple more batters, then departed after issuing back-to-back walks. So Valdez, the batter, he singled. It was actually a his line drive single that drilled Bastardo in the lower back. So the corners play in against Valdez with best speed on the team. Hasn't bunted too often this season. Shorebirds actually haven't laid down a sacrifice at all. First and second, nobody out. Tied at three, top of the fourth. First pitch. Valdez takes high. No sign of a bunt there. Acevedo at second, Martinez at first. Outfield straight away, Suero from the belt. Kicks and throws. Valdez takes a fastball inside half for strike one. Second baseman, Bonassi, now shades over towards first. In case the bunt comes, Meyer up the middle at short, the pitch. And Valdez slices it on the ground, foul down the third base side. Trying to just guide it by Blaze Jordan at third. Now down the count, 1-2. Shorebirds just still the one hit with the runner in scoring position tonight. Sausavito's RBI double in the second. Other than that, they've had a run scoring double play and a bases loaded walk. 1-2. Foul it is, chops it on the ground, foul down the third base side again. Count remains a ball and two strikes. Salem 3, Delmarva 3, top of the fourth. Red Sox trounced the Birds in the opener yesterday morning, 12-3. Much tighter game tonight. 1-2 again, and Valdez scrapes it to the backstop. Third straight foul ball. Make this now a six-pitch at-bat going on 7 with Heston Kerstad on deck. Solid Wednesday night crowd murmurs in the background. First and second, nobody out. 1-2 to Valdez again, and he rolls it on the ground to second. To his left, Manassi Fields throws to second. 1, no relay to first. Meyer puts it in his back pocket. Fakes the throw, looks back at third. Fielder's choice at second, Acevedo third. Valdez replaces Martinez at first. And there's men at the corners with one out for Heston Kerstad. Always tough to double up the 80 grade speed of Valdez. Able to force Meyer, not even to chance it. So men at first and third, one out, and here's Kerstad, left-handed batter. He's 1-for-2 tonight. First pitch, Valdez runs, breaking ball misses outside. The throw to second on the bag is in time. Oh, man, it looked like Valdez beat it by a step and a half. And Valdez still just stands in the bag wondering, what in the world is that call? And Felipe Rojas Jr. from the Shorebird third base coach's box is giving it to Elliot Melton, but Valdez thrown out. That's the second out of the inning. Oh man, that call was blown. It was a strong throw by Mexicano, but Valdez too good a jump, had it beat. Pitch missed outside to Kerstad. The 1-0 again outside, and Kerstad ahead in the count 2-0. It's now a man at third, two outs. 2-0 on Kerstad. He lined a single to right center his first time up. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Tied at 3, top of the 4. Suero, leg kick the pitch. Fastball in on the hands. Misses for ball 3. As the summer has gone on, Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. has started to show more emotion. Started to settle into his managerial role and has started to get a bit more hot. 3-0. Misses outside. Ball 4. Kerstad doesn't see anything to hit in the at-bat. And there's men at first and third again, this time with two outs for Noelbert Romero. Romero 0-for-1, grounded into an inning-ending double play in the first, walked in the third. Men at the corners tied at 3, top of the 4. The pitch. Breaking ball misses inside for ball 1. Salem does have an arm throwing out in their bullpen, a righty. Romero trying to make good on this situation. In the process, maybe snap his 0-for-14 skid, the pitch. And he hits it on a line out to right in front of Meredith that drops for a base hit. Kerstad trying to go first to third. Here's the relay throw. It's not in time. Kerstad safe at third with a feet first slide. Coming home to score from third, Acevedo. And Noelbert Romero's 0-for-14 skid done with a line drive single to right, giving the Shorebirds a 4-3 lead here in the fourth. Romero, his 16th RBI of the season, goes the other way. His skid done, and the Shorebirds now with a one-run lead. Back on top yet again. What this inning could have been had Valdez not been called out at second. Shorebirds can't mourn that for long, though. Still work to be done. Men at first and third once more. Two outs and Trenton Craig, the cleanup man at the plate. 1-for-1 tonight, a single, a run scored, and a walk. First pitch, Romero runs from first. Fastball misses in the throw to second high. And Romero in with a headlong dive into second. Noelbert with his 9th stolen base of the season. And there's now 2 in scoring position with 2 outs for Craig. Ahead in the count, 1-0. Trending high black socks tonight. Went low pants yesterday. Sitting streak was snapped, so switches it up, and now time called. Trending as locked in as can be. Taps the plate, both sides, white tape, and his maple-colored bat. Kurst down at third, Romero at second. 4-3, Shorebirds lead top of the fourth. The pitch. And Craig lines it the other way by the stab of Bonassi at second and on into right center field. Kerstad scores. Here comes Romero around third. He scores without a play. It's a two-run single for Trent and Craig, and the Shorebirds lead it 6-3 here in the fourth. And Luke Montz out to the mound to go and grab Miguel Suero, who is done his work in the bullpen, has come to a close. And he leaves right now with his name attached to the loss. Trendon Craig chases him, and we've got a tech net call to the bullpen. Be back in a minute with a new arm on the mound. Shorebirds lead at 6-3 in the fourth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Still in the top of the fourth, the Shorebirds with a 6-3 lead now over the Salem Red Sox. Sam Jelinek with you. Technic called the bullpen. Felix Hader replaces Miguel Suero, who goes an inning in the third. Right now on the hook for 3 runs all earned, 3 walks, 3 hits, 3 strikeouts. So Hader, the third pitcher of the game for Salem. After Angel Bastardo went 2 1/3, giving up 3 runs, 3 earned. Suero follows with an inning in the third, 3 more runs, and now Cepeda, with the runner at first and 2 outs, faces Frederick Benkozme after Trenton Craig's 2-run single. So Cepeda, right-handed pitcher. 6-3, 170, fires home to Benkozme, and the fastball misses down and in for ball one. Benkozme, fifth man in the Shorebirds' order, 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. Left-handed batter. Cepeda making his 12th appearance. The pitch. Fastball misses high for ball two. Cepeda 2-1 with a 6.97 ERA. 21 years old. 20 2/3 innings. Has struck out 24. Walked 21. 17 hits. 18 runs. 16 earned. 2-0. And Benkozme launches one. Deep right center field. Simmons racing back into the alley. Able to catch up with it. And reel it in on the warning track. And right center to retire the side here in the fourth. Benkozme put a charge into it, but Simmons able to track it down and end the frame of the Shorebirds. Score 3 times. Noelbert Romero, an RBI single. Trenton Craig, a 2-run single as well. On to the bottom of the fourth, it's Salem's, or Delmarva 6 and Salem 3 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth, Shorebirds now leading the Red Sox 6-3. Sam Jelinek with you here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Joel Benitez back to work. His first pitch here in the bottom of the fourth to Roberto Mexicano is skied on the center of the diamond. Everybody converges, and the shortstop, Ben Cozman, second baseman Martinez collide with, I think, Ben Cozman coming away with the baseball. Nope, it was Martinez the one who made the catch. Thankfully, somebody held on to it, but Ben Cozman and Martinez, right on the right side of the mound, collide. Martinez made the catch, Ben Cozman collided into him, and that's the first out of the fourth, an eventful one. One pitch, one out for Joel Benitez. Got the final out in the third on a pop-up of Tyler Miller. His first pitch to Keir Meredith, and this is down and in for ball one. Meredith replacing Phillip Sykes in the lineup after his RBI triple his last time up. Exited the game after a strange belly flop into third. 1-0, fastball was down low for ball two. Meredith played in yesterday morning's game. Walked a couple times, scored a couple runs. 2-0. Takes fastball at the knees for strike one. Delmarva 6, Salem 3. Here in the bottom of the fourth, 1-0, nobody on. Meredith hitting 270, 738 OPS, left-handed batter. Benitez, the righty, winds and fires, and the slider off the inside corner for ball three. Three-one pitch. Meredith lines it out towards second, diving Martinez, ranging to his left, able to pick it off the grass for the second out here in the fourth. Roberto Martinez, half an inning. Withstands the collision from Frederick Ben Cozman at short on the pop-up, and then ranging to his left goes full extension to steal a hit away from Keir Meredith. Two outs here in the frame. Brings up Carson Semus, the 9-0 hitter. He's 0-1. First pitch, breaking ball off the inside edge for ball one. Martinez with some sensational plays here today in the Shorebirds defense. Since the start of the series, has been playing excellently. The pitch, Semus chops it on the ground to short. On the third hop, Ben Cozman surrounds it, fires across a touch high, and Ramirez can't keep his foot on the bag. E6 on Ben Cozman. Throw just a touch high, Ramirez couldn't keep his foot on the bag. And for all the spectacular plays the Shorebirds defense has made, that is now their sixth error that they've made in the series. Lineup flips to the top, and Edinson Paulino hasn't been retired tonight. 1-for-1, a single, a stolen base, and 2 runs scored. First pitch, fastball misses high for ball one, so hopefully the two-out error doesn't come back to bite the Shorebirds. Paulino homered in yesterday's game. The pitch, swing and a miss, trying to homer again. Chased up and out of the zone, 1-1. Benitez from the belt, peaks at first, the pitch. Fastball on the outside corner, knee high, and Benitez ahead of the count, 1-2. Paulino, top 10 prospect in the Red Sox system, number 19, top 20, beg your pardon, not the one, per MLB pipeline, 1-2. Fastball misses up and in, bends back out of the way, counts 2-2. Hit 336 down the FCL last year, 36 games. Red Sox and both the Orioles FCL affiliates met up a lot. Both teams got a pretty good understanding where each talent level ones. The pitch, Paulino cracks it in the air deep down the right field line. That's in for a hit and goes to the wall. Seamus flying around third. Here comes the relay to Martinez. He'll hold on to it. Seamus scores standing, and the two-out error does burn the Shorebirds. Paulino an RBI double, and it's back to a two-run game. Delmarva 6 and Salem 4. Brings up Rainer Bonasti. 0 for 1, reached on an error and walked. Man out at second, two outs. Run home in the inning. It's four straight innings with a run for Salem. Bonasti, switch hitter, bats left. The pitch. Fastball is way inside for ball one. Shorebirds needed a shutdown inning, almost got it. Two-out error, the throw from Ben Cosme to first, just a touch shy. Ramirez can't keep his foot on the bag. 1-0. Bonassi takes inside for ball two. Now all of a sudden, the Shorebirds in danger of putting the tying run on base and letting Marcelo Meyer come to the plate. Bonassi swings and misses. Fastball center cut. 2-1. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 3, last of the fourth. Man at second, two outs. Benitez trying to stop the buck here. 2-1. Fastball misses up and in for ball three. Marcelo Meyer, the fourth overall pick last year, on deck. Pitch to Bonassi. He swings and chops it foul down the first baseline. Counts full 3-2. Run home in the inning for Salem after the two-out error. RBI double for Edinson Paulino. He's still out at second. 3-2 on Bonassi. Benitez, first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals. And Bonassi, a chopper to first on the short hop. Ramirez bobbles it, keeps it in front, picks it out of the air, and takes it to the bag himself to retire Bonassi and end the fourth. But a run comes in to score on Edinson Paulino's RBI double after the two-out error. We're through four complete. It's Delmarva 6, Salem 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Top of the fifth here from Salem. Shorebirds leading the Red Sox 6-4 in the first pitch to Moises Ramirez to kick off the top of the fifth. Sails over his head from Felix Cepeda. What has been a back-and-forth game, a lot of offense, a lot of action. And the fifth starts on a very offensive note. The 1-0. Fastball again inside, pushes Ramirez out of the box for ball two. Moyes is drew a base-loaded walk his first time up in the third. He replaced Michael Deson defensively after the second. The pitch, Ramirez a big swing and a miss, counts 2-1. His first plate appearance in the third, walked, drove in a run. And now the Shorebirds a 6-4 lead here in the top of the fifth. Cepeda the wind, the 2-1. And Ramirez fouls it back to the screen, 2-2. Shorebirds with 2 in the second, or 1 in the third, 3 in the fourth. Salem with one run in every time they've come to the plate, first four innings. 6-4 Delmarva, 2-2 on Ramirez leading off the fifth. 6-7-8 here in the order. The pitch, breaking ball called, strike 3. In and out of Mexicano's mitt, picks it up, tags out Ramirez for the first out here in the fifth. That's the first time that a Shorebird hitter has struck out today. For a team that has had a lot of trouble avoiding strikeouts, nice to see that they went the first four without being rung up. First pitch to Creed Willems, tries to check his swing, but he goes around on the breaking ball down. Strike one. Cepeda came on at the end of the fourth. Got the final out of the inning. Frederick Bencozme flied out to deep right center. 0-1 on Willems. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. Counts 0-2. Sun starting to wane into the backdrop here from Salem, Virginia. Clouds keep being tinted slightly pink. 0-2. Willems fouls it off. Straight back. Count remains at no balls, two strikes. He's still suppressingly hot and muggy. .90 at first pitch, dropped a little, but with no wind right now, no relief. 0-2 from Cepeda. Willems pops it up right behind second. Shortstop Meyer comes into the bag, puts it away for the first or for the second out here in the fifth. And perhaps maybe our first 1-2-3 inning of the game and our first scoreless inning since the top, or scoreless half inning since the top of the first. Shorebird sent the minimum to the plate in that inning. That was after a one-out single and a double play. There's Stephen Acevedo, the eight-hole hitter. He's 1-for-1, a double in RBI, a walk and a run scored. Pitch home. Acevedo takes up high for ball one. Delmarva, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Salem, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Cepeda, the righty, into his windup. Lifts the leg, the pitch, and Acevedo swings and misses for strike one. Acevedo takes up the whole box on the right side. Cepeda kicks and throws. Fastball just off the outside corner for ball two. It's been a very small strike zone here tonight for Chad Patterson. It's been consistent, about the size of a mail slot. 2-1 offering. It's down the dirt for ball three. Salem has walked 6. Delmarva, they've walked 3 to this point. Three and one on Acevedo. Base is empty. 2 outs. Top of the fifth. Shorebirds up by 2. Cepeda, high Red Sox into the wind. The pitch, and Acevedo fouls it back. 3-2. On deck, Berto Martinez, 9-0 hitter. If we get that far in the inning, Shorebirds would love to clear the bottom of the order here. 3-2. Acevedo swings and misses. Cepeda sets him down on strikes. And there it is, our first 1-2-3 inning of the contest comes in the top of the fifth, sends us to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home, it's Delmarva 6, Salem 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Halfway home, we go to the bottom of the fifth here from Salem, Virginia. It's the Shorebirds 6 and the Red Sox 4. Marcelo Meyer leads it off in the home half of the fifth, and the first pitch is swung on, foul tipped, held onto by Creed Willems for strike one. Meyer in the 3-hole 0 for 1. Here in this one. Hitless still in the series. 0-1. It's down the dirt from Joel Benitez for ball one. Counts even on a ball and a strike. Benitez out for his second inning of work. He's got an inning in the third thus far. He's allowed a run on a hit unearned. Here's the pitch. Meyer takes up and away. Ball two. Shorebirds, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Salem, 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors. We just had our first 1-2-3 inning of the game. Top of the fifth. 2-1. Fastball is way high for ball three. Ryan Long scheduled to come on in tandem here today with Carter Pomler. Benitez trying to bridge the gap with Long himself still working back from an injury. There's no chance that he was going to come on after three. 3-1. And Meyer skies it right in front of the plate. Catcher Willems off with the mask. Third baseman Romero calling for it, and he makes the play. Running in towards the front of the mound. So he had to make up a lot of ground at the last moment. Meyer retired. And that's the first out here in the fifth. Mile high pop-up. One out, nobody on for Nico Cavadas. And despite the 4 runs and 5 hits tonight for Salem, they haven't gotten any production from Meyer and Cavadas. They've combined to go 0-for-4. First pitch to Cavadas. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Cavadas was the driving force in yesterday's game. 3-for-3, a homer, 3 driven in. Silent tonight, though. Left-handed batter. Benitez the righty. Winds and fires, and the breaking ball's on the outside corner. It's 0-2. This is the best Joel Benitez has looked in quite a bit of time. Came into the game with a 5.40 ERA in 6 2/3 innings. Has been sharp tonight, 0-2. And Cavadas fouls it back and out of play. Stay at 0-2. Game 2 of the 6-game set. Shorebirds trying to even it up. Snap a 4-game losing streak. 0-2 again. And Cavadas takes a breaking ball down low. 1-2. Benitez back to the rosin bag on a hot and humid night. You can imagine the amount of sweat building up on him right now. He needs to try and keep it dry. 1-2. Cavadas takes fastball, called strike three. Freezes him at 92 outside black. Cavadas down on strikes for the third time tonight. First strikeout of the game for Benitez, and there's two away here in the fifth. And Benitez has really come on and stabilized this game for the Shorebirds. Gave up that unearned run in the fourth. Now on the verge of maybe a 1-2-3 fifth to match what Cepeda did in the top of the inning. First pitch to Blaze Jordan, swung on and fouled back for strike one. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 4, last of the fifth. Jordan 1-for-2, single, grounded into an RBI fielder's choice his last time up. The pitch, it's up and in for ball one. They go back to that fielder's choice that that really should have been a double play. Would have gotten Carter Baumler out of the third. Instead, a run scored, and Baumler had to exit. Benitez got out of the jam with no more damage, though. 1-1 is cued on the ground to second. Coming in for it, Martinez. Second baseman gloves, throws to first, retires Jordan. And Joel Benitez matches Felix Cepeda with a 1-2-3 inning of his own here in the bottom of the fifth for the Shorebirds. On to the sixth, Delmarva with a 6-4 lead here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the six from Salem. It's the Shorebirds six and the Red Sox 4 is Berto Martinez leads it off for the Shorebirds here in the top of the sixth and flies one out to right. Kier Meredith falls down trying to get to it, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. Was a lazy fly ball out to right. Meredith slipped, fell, and by the time he got up, the ball landed about 10 feet in front of him. What should have been the first out of the inning goes down as a base hit for Roberto Martinez to kick off the sixth. He's 2-for-3. Not a bad way for the Shorebirds to start the frame with the bottom of the order. Lineup flips the top and Luis Valdez, who's 1-for-3 with a run scored. Switch hitter bats left. Felix Cepeda back to work in his first pitch. Valdez hits it in the air. Foul ground, third base sign. Blaze Jordan giving chase. It's about three rows deep into the concourse for strike one. Hopefully the Shorebirds can take advantage of the gift single here to begin the sixth. They lead at 6-4. Cepeda, who has come on and stabilized the game for Salem, ending in the third scoreless now, two strikeouts. Third baseman Jordan in on the grass. Cepeda from the belt. Here's the pitch. And Valdez takes a fastball up and in at 94 for ball one. Ball and a strike on Valdez. Cepeda deals home, and Luis hits it hard on the ground at first. Cavadas snares it, taps on the bag, throws to second for a double play where Meyer applies the tag for the 3-6 double play. You don't see that one very often, but nicely pulled off by Cavadas and Meyer. There is no chance to make that a conventional 3-6-3 double play with Valdez's speed. So good job by Cavadas in the moment, choosing to go to the bag first and then to second. First pitch to Heston Kerstad. Fastball misses down and away for ball one. Just like that, the base is empty. Shorebirds hit into their second double play of the game. 1-0 to Kerstad. Takes down low for ball two. Kerstad 1-for-2 tonight. A single in the first, flying to left in the third, and walked and scored in the fourth. 2 outs, nobody on for him. Shorebirds lead at 6-4. The 2-0. Fastball is high for ball three, and Kerstad hasn't seen a strike in his past two at-bats. 7 consecutive balls. Maybe a green light here. 3-0 from Cepeda. Fastball down the middle. 3-1. Two outs, nobody on. Shorebirds up by two. The 3-1. And Kerstad, a big rip, fouls it back. Down 3-2. Kerstad trying to follow another Orioles top prospect. Maybe get his first career homer here today. Adley Rutschman just went yard up in Toronto for his first career long ball. Finally got it out of the way. 3-2. And Kerstad fouls it out of play. Third base side. Count remains at 3-2. Rutschman with a 411-foot blast out to right center. Orioles right now battling the Blue Jays down 6-3. Top of the seventh. 3-2 again to Kerstad. Swung on and fouled back. Chased a fastball up and out of the zone. Count stays at 3-2. Outfield straight away, infield straight up. Cepeda angles himself towards the third baseline. The righty into his wind. 3-2 again is way high for ball four. And Kerstad walks for the second straight plate appearance. Two-out base runner for Noelpert Romero. Romero snapped an 0-for-14 skid his last time up. An RBI single the other way. 16th RBI of the season. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Kerstad at first, two outs. It's gone single, double play, walk. Pitch to Romero. Fastball is high for ball one. Noelbert missed the Saturday game, one of the few times he hasn't been at the yard all day. And you could tell because there's a lot less energy. A lot less energy, a lot less chatter. Had to get a tooth pulled. Thankfully, he's back and better than ever. The pitch, and Romero lashes one into left field for a base hit towards the line. Left fielder Miller goes and picks it up. Kerstad up to second, and the inning continues. Men at first and second, two away, and Trenton Craig comes to the plate. Shorebirds were abysmal yesterday with both runners in scoring position and then runners in scoring position with two outs. Tonight, they have been so much better. They have another opportunity here. So far in the game, they're 3-for-9 with runners in scoring position, with two of those hits coming with 2 outs back in the fourth. Pitch to Craig, and Trenton lines it to short. Meyer dives, scoops it on the short hop. He thinks he caught it. Oh, that looked like it bounced. Looked like he caught that on the short hop, but they ruled that he caught it on the fly. And just like that, the inning's over. Nobody seems to argue for the Shorebirds, so the call stands. And the Birds strand to a board here in the sixth. On to the bottom of the sixth, Ryan Long coming on for Delmarva. It's the Shorebirds 6 and Red Sox 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebirds Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth, Shorebirds leading the Red Sox 6-4, and we have a TechNet call to the bullpen. Ryan Long comes on in relief, and his first pitch to Tyler Miller is skied back behind home. Catcher Willems off with the mask, called off by the third baseman Romero, who can't get there in time, and the ball lands in between them. Willems vacated the area as Romero called him off. Romero thought Willems was still on the ball. Nobody was under it, and it falls in foul territory for strike one. So what should have been a first pitch out for Long, instead, just strike one on Tyler Miller. 6, 7, and 8 due up for the Red Sox as Long comes on for Joel Benitez on this TechNet call to the bullpen. Benitez, a stellar job out of the pen. 2 1/3 innings, one hit, one unearned run as the 0-1 to Miller is fouled back. It's 0-2. Benitez didn't walk anybody and struck out one. So Long comes on for his 11th appearance of the season, his 5th out of the pen. First since last Thursday. 0-2. And Miller tags it in the air to center, chasing Valdez back. Now stops in his tracks, gets under it, and puts it away for the first out here in the 6th. Long gets past the dropped foul pop, able to retire Miller on 3 pitches, and there's one away. Ryan 1-2 with a 3.99 ERA, working his way back from a little bit of a dead arm period. Last time out against Fayetteville last Thursday, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits, 3 innings, 1 home run allowed, no walks, 4 strikeouts. First pitch to Yorberto Mexicano, nearly gets him on the shoulder. Up and in for ball 1. Mexicano, right-handed batter, 0-2. Scored a run. Pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball blows by him at 91. Ball and a strike. Long, 6'6", 240 pounds, 22 years old, out of Woodinville, Washington. Here's the pitch. And Mexicano slices it out of play, right field side. Counts 1-2. Long, a 17th round pick last year out of Pomona Pitzer. High black socks in the mounds. 3/4 length black sleeve on both arms. 1-2 on Mexicano. Ryan into his wind. Leg kick the pitch. And Mexicano swings and misses. Breaking ball down and away. Mexicano can't connect. And Long punches him out for the second out here in the 6th. Shorebird's pitching is now retired. 6 in a row. Brings up Keir Meredith. Line to second his first time up. Came on as a defensive replacement for Philip Sykes. After the second. Left-handed batter. Long the wind. Here's the pitch. And Meredith slaps it deep down the left field line towards the corner. Long run for Trendon Craig. He won't get there. Drops in foul territory for strike 1. Shorebird 6, Red Sox 4, last of the 6th. 0-1 on Meredith. 2 outs, nobody on. Long on the season. 29 1/3 innings, 33 strikeouts, 13 walks. 0-1 home. And Meredith rolls on the ground to first. On the backhand, Ramirez grabs an underhand flip to Long, races the bag, and he beats Meredith for the final out here in the 6th. Long wins the foot race, and it's a 1-2-3 inning out of the pen for Ryan Long here in the 6th. We're through 6 complete. It's Delmarva 6, Salem 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With 3 different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Top of the 7th, it's still Delmarva 6 and Salem 4. Sam Jelinek with you. Frederick Benkozme leads off the 7th for the Shorebirds, and the first pitch misses up and away from Felix Cepeda, who has done a masterful job out of the Salem bullpen. A couple of scoreless innings, 2 1/3 total. 1-0, Benkozme launches one in the air to left center field. Outfielders converge, and it's the left fielder Miller who makes the call on the catch for the first out here in the 7th. Benkozme falls to 0-3. One out, nobody on now for Moises Ramirez, who's 0-1 off the bench. placed Michael Deson in the lineup after Deson was hit by a pitch. In the second inning, got hit on the hand. Ramirez, bases loaded, walk, drove in a run back in the third. Right-handed hitter, the pitch. Breaking ball down the middle for strike one. Shorebird, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. For Salem, 4 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Ramirez, right-handed batter, Cepeda the righty into his wind, the pitch. It's just outside, fastball can't find the edge. It's 1-1. Cepeda, shoulders square to the plate. Now turns them, leg kick the pitch. And Ramirez out in front, cuts and misses, 1-2. 5, 6, and 7 here in the 7th for the Shorebirds. It's a game that saw a lot of early offense, 1-2. Ramirez swings and misses, he's down on strikes. Just the 3rd strikeout of the game for Salem pitching, the 1st for Cepeda. Or beg your pardon, actually. Yep, that's the 1st for Cepeda. Or 3rd, beg your pardon. No, I had it right. 1st pitch to Creed Willems. It's on the outside corner for strike 1. As both Bastardo and Miguel Suero didn't strike anybody out. Shorebirds didn't have their first strikeout until the 5th. 0-1 to Willems, misses down low for ball 1. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 4, top of the 7th. Nobody on for Willems, 2 outs. So for 3 out of the 7 hole. The pitch, misses up high, slider, 2-1. Willems bounced into a double play, that scored a run back in the 2nd, grounded to 1st, and popped out to short. Cepeda the rock, the pitch. Slider or fastball down low. Counts 3-1. Cepeda's just walked 1 out of the bullpen. Now through 3 scoreless. 3-1 to Willems. Big swing and a miss. Fastball up and out of the zone. He chased it. Counts full. Steven Acevedo on deck. We get that far in the inning. 3-2 on Willems. 2 outs, top 7. Cepeda down the hill, the pitch. And Willems takes up and in, ball 4, he walks. And the inning continues for Acevedo. Now to the mound goes the manager, Luke Mont. Cepeda done here after 3+. His pitch count at 45. And that's where he'll get off here tonight. 3 scoreless innings. Mont points to the bullpen, and we've got a TechNet call to the pen. Pitching change here in the 7th. 2 outs, man at first. Back in a moment. Here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Still in the top of the 7th here from Salem, Virginia. It's the Shorebirds 6 and the Red Sox 4. Sam Jelinek with you, and we've got a TechNet call to the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. Felix Cepeda out after 3 scoreless innings. He leaves with a man at first, so in theory, it could become not scoreless if Creed Willems ends up scoring, but for now, it's scoreless. Maceo Campbell replaces Cepeda on the TechNet call to the pen. Campbell making his 15th appearance, 2-1 with a 3.13 ERA. 23 innings, has struck out 27, walked 17. Undrafted free agent out of Longwood University. Turns 23 in 2 days. 6-1, 215. Works from the first base side of the rubber and is greeted by Steven Acevedo. 8-hole hitter. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Pitch home. And Acevedo skies one out to shallow right center. Brainerd Bonassi, the second baseman, out. But the right fielder, Kier Meredith, comes in and makes the call on the catch to retire the side here in the 7th.
Campbell needs just one pitch to come out of the pen and end the top of the seventh. On to the bottom of the seventh. It's time to stretch. Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 6-4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your loved car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hope you had a good stretch. We're on to the bottom of the seventh. It's still the Shorebirds 6 and the Red Sox 4. Ryan Long combining with Joel Benitez to post two consecutive scoreless innings, beg your pardon. Shorebirds allowed an unearned run in the bottom of the fourth. Long's first pitch to Carson Semus. Fastball, misses down and away for ball one. Long fired a 1-2-3 inning in the sixth. His first out of the pen. Will try to ramp it up tonight with four innings. 1-0. Semus takes up and in. That clip him on the shoulder. Oh, it did. Semus wasn't reacting like it did. He's still standing at the plate. He doesn't think it hit him. Now we'll toss the bat aside and take his place at first. And the Shorebirds dugout questioning home plate umpire Chad Patterson about how in the world is he giving Semus first base when he didn't even react that it hit him. So now the home plate umpire and field umpire converse here, and we'll see whether or not they pull Semus back to home. And they are granting Semus first. So we'll see if that comes back to bite the Shorebirds, but all of a sudden, a tying run at the plate to begin the seventh. Semus at first, and top of the order coming up. Edinson Paulino, the batter, hasn't been retired. 2-for-2, a single, an RBI double, and two runs scored. Left-handed batter, he homered in yesterday's game. And at first, nobody out, bottom seven. Here's the pitch. Long fires fastball at the knees, outside corner for strike one. Then Linfield at double play depth. Third baseman Romero plays even with the bag. Paulino bunted for a base hit back in the first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Can't connect in the fastball. 0-2. Long has been fastball heavy to start this one out since coming on out of the pen. He faced Salem in another relief appearance back on May the 11th. He threw four scoreless. Three hits, three walks, three strikeouts. His best outing of the season. 0-2. And Paulino fouls it back. Stays alive at 0-2. As Semus at first, nobody out, bomb of the seventh. Shorebirds protecting a two-run lead. Paulino the leadoff man. Long comes to a crossfire set, hands held high. Here's the pitch. And Paulino swings and misses, change up down and away. Long gets him to chase. That's the first out here in the seventh. Semus stays put at first. Now, Brainer Bonassi, second old hitter, playing second. 0-for-2, reached on an error, walked, and grounded out. And at first, one out, the pitch home, and he swings and misses. Fastball letter high, strike one. And Long again, very, very aggressive with the fastball early in the count. seen him at times tend to pick and prod at batters, trying to shave the edges. 0-1, Seamus runs, Bonassi swings and misses, the throw to second from Willems is not in time. Just on the left field side of the bag, Van Cosme had to reach across for the throw. By the time he played, the tag was too late. Seamus steals second, and the count 0-2. That was a hit and run there. You could tell because Seamus, halfway to second, looked in at home to see whether or not Bonassi had made contact. He didn't. Seamus still safe. Swipes the bag. Now an inside move to second. Long chases Seamus back to second. Seamus with his eighth stolen base of the season. One out, man at second. 6-4, Shorebirds, bottom seven. Long looks to second, now the 0-2. And Bonassi hits it in the air to left, chases Craig a step or two back, gets under it, makes the catch. Grail hops the throw to third. Seamus not going anywhere from second, and there's two away here in the seventh. Brings up Marcelo Meyer. Meyer 0-2 and hitless now in the series. Was 0-2 yesterday with three walks, 0-2 tonight with one walk. Has homered four times in the season, though. Half of them have come against Charleston. Last time out for Long against Fayetteville is only damage. First pitch, Meyer swings, foul tips it, held onto by Willems for strike one. The only damage he allowed was a three-run homer to Logan Cerny in the first inning. And Cerny went on to win the Carolina League Player of the Week as he drove in 12 that series against the Shorebirds, including three homers. 0-1 pitch. And Meyer slashes it the other way, foul down the left field line. 0-2. 6-4, Delmarva over Salem, bottom of the seventh. Shorebird trying to tie the series at a game apiece after getting rolled in the series opener yesterday morning, 12-3. Be a nice comeback win tonight. Long steps off. Now Rito is the rubber. 0-2 on Meyer. It's been back and forth all game, but we've been scoreless on the board since the fourth. 0-2. And Meyer swings and misses. Fastball up and away at 94. Long throws it by him. Strikes him out. Strands Seamus at second and throws a scoreless seventh. After seven complete, we're on to the eighth. It's Delmarva 6 and Salem 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is...
Top of the eighth from Salem, getting back to the action early here. It's the first pitch from Maceo Campbell to Roberto Martinez. Misses just off the inside corner for ball one. Campbell got the final out in the seventh on just one pitch, sticks around for the eighth, the 1-0. Fastball again inside for ball two. Martinez 2-for-3. One line drive single and one a gift single. A fly ball to right that here Meredith slipped and fell in right, and then it fell in front of him. 2-0. Big swing and a miss from Martinez. Fastball in at 95 for strike one. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 4, top of the eighth. 9-1-2 for the Birds. Martinez leads it off. Switch hitter bats left. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss, or 2-1, beg your pardon. Got on and missed anyways. Fastball running away, and the count's even at two. Campbell from the stretch, the pitch. It's fouled back. Martinez stays alive. Nothing up on the scoreboard since the fourth inning. Teams traded runs in six consecutive half innings. Salem scoring one in the first, and then we had runs in every frame from the second through the fourth. 2-2. Martinez takes well high, and it's 3-2. Since then, nothing but zeros. Three consecutive for each team. Felix Cepeda, three scoreless innings. Maceo Campbell got the final out of the seventh for him. And Ryan Long and Joel Benitez for the Shorebirds, paving the way on the other end. 3-2. And Martinez flares it out to center. Seamus in center fades towards the left and puts it away in the gap for the first out here in the eighth. Lineup flips to the top, and Luis Valdez now. Valdez 1-for-4, singled and scored in the third, bounced into a 3-6 double play his last time up. We have a pinch hitter on deck. Brian Hernandez will hit for Heston Kerstad, as it looks like he'll just be playing 7 today as the DH and then be done. First pitch to Valdez. Breaking ball misses low for ball 1. And that is the typical protocol in which we expected for Kerstad, was that he'd be coming and going from games pretty frequently. So tonight, just 7 DHing. 1-0. Valdez takes on the outside corner for strike 1. And the Shorebirds explained that during Kerstad's introductory press conference. Make sure everybody understood and not to panic should Heston leave a game early. 1-1. Valdez chops it on the ground to first. A smooth backhand pick by Cavadas, and he takes it to the bag himself to retire Valdez for the second out here in the eighth. So that brings up Brian Hernandez, pinch hitting here for Kerstad, who finishes the game 1-for-2, a single and two walks. And they actually haven't announced a pinch hitter yet. Hernandez is standing at the plate, but nobody else in the press box seems to be aware of it. Hernandez will bat here. Stay in Kerstad's spot at the DH, and then we won't really see anything more of him. And there we go, official announcement. Hernandez batting for Kerstad. Brian hitting 150, 444 OPS, takes a hack at the first pitch and chops it into the Shorebirds dugout first base side for strike 1. Hernandez, 2 homers, 6 driven in last time he played. Just over a week ago, the pitch. Fastball misses outside for ball 1 against Fayetteville. He went 1-for-3 with a solo homer, second of the year. Trying to continue that good momentum. Left-handed batter, righty Campbell from the stretch with nobody on. 1-1. Hernandez checks his swing, fastball high. 2-1. Delmarva 6, Salem 4, top of the 8th. Campbell looking for a 1-2-3 frame. High set, high leg kick the pitch, and Hernandez pops it up behind home. I'll get back into the seats, though, and land right in front of us as it actually hit the supporting cable that holds up the protective netting. That's a one-in-a-million shot from Hernandez. The cable's literally right in front of us in the press box, and he drilled it. Came right down on top of it. Thankfully, didn't snap it. 2-2 on Hernandez, the pitch. Swings and misses. Breaking ball down dirt. Can't connect. Mexicano throws him out at first to complete the strikeout. And Maceo Campbell with a 1-2-3 eighth for the Red Sox. On to the bottom of the eighth. It's Delmarva 6 and Salem 4 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the eighth here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's the Shorebirds 6 and the Red Sox 4. 4-5 and 6 due up for the Red Sox here in the eighth against Ryan Long, who has thrown two consecutive scoreless innings out of the bullpen. First pitch to Nico Cavadas is a breaking ball in the outside corner for strike one. Left-handed hitter, Cavadas 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. Right now, he's the active leader in the Carolina League in OPS. The pitch, changeup misses up and away for ball one. He's been held in check tonight, and his 950 OPS is taking down a few rungs. 1-1. He swings and launches one high in the air, out of play, third base side. 1-2. Long, through his first two innings, has struck out three. The only base runner he's allowed was a hit batter. Even that was contentious. Nobody knew if it actually hit Siemens. Long ended up stranding him out at second to lead off the seventh. Wind up. The 1-2. And Cavadas takes up and away. Counts 2-2. Long hoping to go four innings tonight for the first time since being activated off the IL. 2-2 pitch. Cavadas checks his swing. Fastball up. Appeal to first. And no swing, says Elliot Melton. So 3-2 on Cavadas. Shorebirds protecting a two-run lead late. The payoff pitch. And Cavadas takes up and away. Ball four. Cleanup man walks, and that brings up Lays Jordan representing the tying run. Jordan 1-for-3, a single, an RBI fielder's choice, and a ground out. Represents the tying run and the three-run homer in yesterday's game. He's got four on the season. Right-handed batter, here's the pitch. Slider sweeps way outside for ball one. Trying to cram in some scoreboard updates now for you. It's Long. Readies up. Hands held high. The pitch. And Jordan swings and misses through a high fastball. It's 1-1 around the Orioles minor league circuit. Bowie playing a doubleheader with Binghamton. They dropped game one by a final of 13-1. Craig Cullen did hit his first double-A homer of the season, though. Pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Willems. And the count's 2-1. Game two, Bowie leads it 4-0. That's going to the bottom of the fourth. Prince George's Stadium. Norfolk trying to come back against Syracuse. They trail it 5-4. Gunnar Henderson just hit a solo homer to make it a one-run game. It's in the bottom of the ninth. The pitch. Fastball right down the middle. And the count's 2-2. And Aberdeen already final against Jersey Shore. Won it 3-2. Houston Roth with four shutout innings to wrap it up. Colton Kowser, Kobe Mayo went back-to-back for home runs. The pitch, and Jordan lines it to short on one hop by Ben Cosme, and on into center, a base hit. Up to second goes Cavadas, and the first two are on to begin the eighth for Salem. Ben Cosme throws at short. I'm not sure if the ball knuckled on him or what, but he didn't break to his left for a good half second, and by the time he reacted, it was too late. Ball was by him. So first and second, nobody out, and here comes Tyler Miller, batting sixth. He's 0-for-3. But Aberdeen with a 3-2 win, their 40th here in the first half, have now locked up first half division title down in the South Atlantic League. So congrats to the Ironbirds, who will be in the playoffs come year's end. And I'll bet you a lot of Shorebirds on this current roster. First pitch, Miller swings and misses for strike one. Will actually end up playing in that postseason series come September for Aberdeen.
And the Orioles have come back to tie it against Toronto at 6-all. Ryan Mountcastle, a two-run homer, his second of the game. Hadley Rutschman hit his first career homer, too. 0-1. Miller takes inside 1-1. And the Orioles and Blue Jays are tied at 6 in the bottom of the 8th. Here from Salem, Shorebirds lead the Red Sox 6-4, but men at first and second, nobody out. Ryan Long in a pickle. Tyler Miller at the plate, left-handed batter, the pitch. Cutter just off the inside edge. Counts 2-1. Infield on a modified double play, depth to the pull side for the left-handed hitter. Corners back, the pitch. And Miller swings and pops it up out of play, left field side. Counts even at 2-2. Long has struck out 3 out of the bullpen. Would love a double play ground ball here. 2-2 pitch. Miller takes, breaking ball on his back foot. It's 3-2. On deck, Roberto Mexicano, the catcher. First and second, nobody out, bottom 8. Shorebird 6, Red Sox 4. Payoff pitch, and Miller swings and pops it up. Right in the baseline at second. Second baseman Martinez calls for it. Infield fly rule pointed up. Martinez puts it away, and there's one away here in the eighth. So one hurdle cleared for Long here in the inning. Still a two-run lead he protects. First and second, one out. Now your Roberto Mexicano, the catcher. Hitting seventh, right-handed batter. First pitch. Takes a fastball up and in that sends him flying down to the deck. Long asks for a new baseball as he nearly drills Mexicano up and in. Goes to the rosin bag. It's still hot and humid even though the sun has set. Lights on in full effect, but 94 degrees at first pitch, high humidity. Made this almost unbearable to play through. 1-0. Mexicano late on the fastball, swings and misses. It's 1-1. Shorebird 6, Red Sox 4, last of the 8th. One out, first and second, one out for Mexicano. He's hit 4 homers, driven in 12 this season. The pitch, he swings and fouls it back and out of play. Third straight fastball from Long. It's 1-2. First time we've seen Mexicano this series. He last played on Saturday. He went 2-for-4 with an RBI. 2-1, 1-out. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball sweeps way outside and the count's even at 2. On deck, Keir Meredith. Late entry into the game. Placing Phillip Sykes. And now time called. And Ryan Long wants Creed Willems to come out and talk about this 2-2 pitch. Big nexus point in this game. First and second, one out. Tying run at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. Shorebirds lead at 6-4. They got trounced in game one. Final 12-3. Trying to bounce back. Steal game two, even the series at 1-1. Long having to grind through the eighth here after coasting through the first two. Mexicano crowds the plate, bounces on the balls of his feet. High red socks, hands held next to his head. Long comes ready, looks to second, the 2-2, and Mexicano fouls it back again. At-bat continues. Cavada's at second, Jordan at first. Not good speed on the bases for the Red Sox. Middle infield at double play depth. 2-2 again. And Mexicano pops it up. Will it stay in play? First base side in front of the dugout. The catcher Willems runs out of room. Lands in the concourse. Bounces around. And we'll do another 2-2. Long along with a new pearl. Pitch clock already starts on him a little early here. Probably end up having to step off. It's already under 10. First and second, one out. 6-4 game, bottom of the eighth. He's ready to go. Leg kick, the pitch. And Mexicano spoils another. Out of play, right field side. The at-bat continues. Approaching 10 pitches in this battle. Tying run at first. Go-ahead run at the plate for Salem here in the last of the eighth. 6-4 Shorebirds. The 2-2 again. And Mexicano hits it in the air. Shallow left center. Center fielder Valdez over. He's under it. He makes the catch. Throws it back into the infield. Runners stay put, and there's two away here in the A. Salem had first and second, nobody out. And now still, first and second, and two outs. Kier Meredith, the batter. He's 0 for 2 since coming on to replace Phillip Sykes after his at-bat in the second. He's lined to second and grounded to first. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball one. Long got Meredith to ground first to end the sixth. Trying to get him here to end the eighth and strand two aboard. Infield plays on the pull. The 1-0. Meredith swings and foul tips it, held onto by Willems. It's 1-1. Shorebirds on a four-game losing streak. Already out of the postseason picture here in the first half, trying to spoil the hopes of Salem. Just a game back in the division coming into tonight. 1-1 pitch, and Meredith fouls it back, 1-2. Shorebirds spoiled the Red Sox postseason chances last year by winning here at Salem on the final game of the season to eliminate them. Now trying to inflict even more pain a year later. 1-2 on Meredith, 2-on, 2-out. Shorebirds up by 2, the 1-2 pitch, and Meredith takes outside, lays off the changeup. Counts even at 2. Cavadas at second, Jordan at first. Meredith the batter. Long stares in for his sign, nods yes. Rocks to the ready. Leg kick, the pitch, and Meredith hits it softly on the ground to short. Ben Cosme grabs it, throws low to first, and it gets by Ramirez. One run comes in to score. Jordan trundles up to third. Romero thought he saw Meredith break for second. They apply the tag, and they say that he did not make a move to second, so he is safe at first on the error. The second of the game for the Shorebirds extends the inning and makes it a one-run game. Ben Cosme tried to get rid of it quickly. Fired wide of the bag at first, also low. Ramirez couldn't pick it. Cavadas scores from second. Jordan goes first to third. Meredith safely aboard at first on the E6. And now Carson Semus bats with a tying run at third and the go-ahead run at first. 6-5 Shorebirds, bottom eight and out to the mound. Pitching coach Joe Hamacher. That was a real heads-up play by Romero at third. If he believes that Meredith broke towards second, and he's actually telling the third base coach Luke Montz, the manager for the Red Sox, that you saw him do that, then it was just missed by the field umpire Elliot Melton. Romero saying he saw him basically twitch towards second. And now the meeting on the mound between Hamacher, Long, and Willems. It's a one-run game, bottom of the eighth. First and third, two outs, and Semus, the batter, is 0 for 2 tonight. Reached on an error, scored, also hit by a pitch by Long. Stole second. Jordan at third, Meredith at first, and I have to wonder whether or not Meredith will be off and running early in this at-bat. Stole an eight this season, hasn't been caught. Would Willems dare throw through? First and third, two outs, one-run game. Long the stretch, here's the pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one, and Long, for the first time tonight, went to a slide step. Meredith bluffed from first. Oh and one on Semus, right-handed batter, open stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball just a tick high, 1-1. Semus comes into tonight hitting 179, 501 OPS. He's driven in 8, 21 years old. Right on right with Long. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses down and away for ball two, and Long has to attack Seamus here with the top of the order on deck. This is the matchup you want. You don't want Paulino with the bases loaded. 2-1 on Seamus. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first, last of the eighth. The pitch, and Seamus fouls it back. Count evens up at two. Shorebirds trying to snap a four-game losing streak. Have won just once this season against Salem. Eight tries. 2-2 on Seamus, the pitch. And he swings and swats it out of play right field side. Count stays at 2-2. Shorebird 6, Red Sox 5. Here in the last of the eighth. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. The 2-2 again, runner goes from first. Seamus lines it out to right. Acevedo freezes, backs up, and puts it away to retire Seamus. End the eighth and strand the tying and go-ahead runners on base here in the eighth. Salem does get a run, though, on a two-out error. On to the ninth, it's Delmarva 6 and Salem 5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scrapple and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Top of the ninth, Shorebirds looking for some insurance here against the Red Sox. It's Delmarva 6, Salem 5. Sam Jelinek here with you. 3-4-5 to up for the Birds against Maceo Campbell, who has thrown an inning and a third perfect out of the bullpen, struck out one. New Albert Romero leads it off in the ninth. 2-for-3. Snapping an 0-for-14 skid tonight. RBI single and a run scored, plus a stolen base. Right-handed batter against the righty Campbell. From the stretch, the first pitch of the inning, it's a fastball at the knees for strike one. It's hard to tell if anybody is up out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Like I said before, it's an obstructed view down there. You can actually see the bullpen mounds. 0-1. Romero takes a slow breaking ball that dumps in at 74. It's 0-2. Right now, Ryan Long, who has gone three innings, allowing just an unearned run. He's at 56 pitches. The pitch, way outside to Romero to the backstop. It's 1-2. Last time out, Ryan wins 60 pitches against Fayetteville, so if they're continuing to increase his workload, he might be good for 70. Just whether or not you think he can get through the ninth on 14 pitches. That would be a 1-2-3 inning. 1-2. Fastball is way high, 2-2. Two and two on Romero to kick off the ninth. Campbell from the first base side of the rubber. High set, a leg kick, the pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball down. Romero chases it. That's the first out here in the ninth. Back-to-back strikeouts for Campbell. Shorebirds have struck out just five times tonight. Right now, that would be by far a season low. Here's Trenton Craig, the cleanup man. He's bounced back nicely after an 0-for last night. The pitch takes a fastball high for ball one. His nine-game hitting streak came to a close. And all he's done is come back tonight. Go ahead and go 2-for-3. The two-run single. The pitch swats it out of play right field side. Counts even at one. Right on right matchup. Outfield straight away, infield straight on. Here's the pitch. Craig takes the breaking ball and fouls it back to the net. It's 1-2. Craig taps the plate a couple times. Stares out Campbell. Campbell back out at him. The pitch. Fastball is way high, 94 up above the head. Counts even at 2. Lights on in full effect. Everything around us shrouded in mystery. Can no longer see the Blue Ridge Mountains. The pitch. Craig chops it on the ground. Fair down the third baseline by the dive of Blaze Jordan and all the way into the left field corner. Craig around first. He's up to second. Crosses the bag. Holds up there as the left fielder Miller throws it into third. It's a one-out double for Trenton Craig here in the ninth. And the Shorebirds have a chance to bring home an insurance run. Craig with a three-hit game. Brings up Frederick Benkozme. 0-for-3 tonight with a walk and a run scored. Benkozme had a base hit yesterday's game, but nothing doing tonight. Came in 5-for-15. Left-handed batter, outfield straight away. Infield plays on the pull. Campbell looks out at second. Craig a short lead, the pitch. Breaking ball misses low for ball one. Shorebirds 6, Red Sox 5, top of the ninth. Delmarva trying to even the series at a game apiece. After getting shellacked yesterday morning, 12-3. 1-0. That's a good breaking ball from Campbell at the knees outside half. 1-1. Moises Ramirez on deck. Benkozme trying to come through. Maple shade bat, gold label on it. One of the many bats that was shipped up north by the Orioles. 1-1. Benkozme chops it foul down the first base side. It's 1-2. I mean that literally. Orioles equipment manager happened to order a whole batch. These are Chandler brand bats. If you haven't heard of brand Chandler, it's owned by Ioannis Cespedes. Chandler brand bats with the axe handle built into it. And Benkozme calls time and steps out. Basically all Shorebirds hitters have been swinging them of late. Nobody too shy to turn down a free bat. Man at second, one out. Campbell's 1-2. And Benkozme, a jam shot down the left field line. That falls in for a hit. Craig, a late jump, breaks around third. He flies around to the plate. The throw goes into second. And Frederick Benkozme with a clutch RBI single here in the top of the ninth. A big insurance run. And the Shorebirds lead it 7-5 here in the ninth. I didn't know whether or not Craig would be able to score on that play. He got a late break from second, trying to make sure it dropped in. Out to the mound goes the pitching coach, Nick Green, to check in on Campbell here. But Benkozme able to fight it off down the left field line. Craig scores, and the Shorebirds lead at 7-5. Nobody actively throwing out in the Salem bullpen. So right now this looks like it's Campbell's battle to fight. There is somebody standing up toweling, however you say it, comes out very weird. Anyways, somebody with a towel out there trying to wipe off some sweat, and they're not throwing. So I'm not sure if that means that they're done and ready to go, or if Campbell is on his own. So Benkozme at first, one out. Here's Moises Ramirez. Throw over to first, Benkozme back in with a dive. First pitch, Ramirez. Fastball bounces in for ball one. 7-5 Shorebirds, top of the ninth. A big insurance run after Salem cut it to a one-run game in the last of the eighth. Frederick Benkozme, an RBI single. Now Moises Ramirez, he's 0-for-2. Did drive in a run with the bases loaded walk. The pitch, runner goes from first. Ramirez swings and misses the throw to second. And Benkozme is out by a mile. That was a cannon by Mexicano. And Ben Kozner is thrown out by a couple of steps. So Ben Kozner thrown out trying to steal for the first time this season. Driving in his second run of the year. 1-1 on Ramirez the pitch. Breaking ball drops down and away for ball two. Ramirez hitting in Michael DeSone's spot, who exited after getting hit on the hands back in the second. 2-1 pitch. Ramirez cracks it hard on the ground by the first baseman Nico Cavadas and on into right field to base it. Ramirez goes the other way, picks up a hit, and snaps an 0-4 skid for himself. He had been 0-12. Miles Creed Willems to bat one more time here tonight. He's 0-3, walked his last time up. This is the complete turn through the order for Campbell now. Ninth man he's faced out of the pen. Willems left-handed batter. Ramirez at first, two outs, top of the ninth. The pitch. Willems takes a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Shorebirds 7, Red Sox 5, top 9. Bird trying to even the series at a game apiece. 0-1. Willems breaks his bat on a line drive foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. Lumbers back to the dugout and will get a new piece of wood. As for some reason, nobody's stepping up down the bench to grab Willems' bat. And finally, he's handed a new piece. Willems, no batting gloves. His bat's very distinct. And they are, in fact, natural grain, except you wouldn't know that given the amount of pine tar there is on the handle. So new stick down the count, 0-2. Ramirez at first, two outs. Shorebird's up by two in the ninth. The pitch, and Willems swings and misses down on strikes. Campbell punches him out. Ends the top of the ninth, but the Shorebirds get an insurance run. Frederick Benkozme with an RBI single. And we go to the bottom of the ninth. Shorebirds 3 outs away from victory. They lead the Red Sox 7-5 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go, home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last of the ninth, it's the Shorebirds 7 and the Red Sox 5. Delmarva, 3 outs away from snapping their 4-game losing streak, and Ryan Long will try to make it 4 out of the bullpen to wrap this one up. He has the top of the order due up, though. Edinson Paulino leads it off. Left-handed batter in the first pitch to him. It's a change-up down and away for ball one. Long, through his first 3 innings, has allowed an unearned run on 1 hit, a walk, and hit a batter. The pitch. Fastball misses high for ball two. And like we said during the top of the inning, we're not sure how much leash Long has to work with here. His pitch count coming into the frame at 56, now at 58. 2-0 to Paulino, taking all the way, fastball down the middle, 2-1. Paulino, 2-3 tonight, single and RBI double and a walk. Scored twice, but was struck out his last time up by Long. First man Ryan faced to kick off the seventh. 2-1 is fouled back to the top of the screen, and it's 2-2. And now Long tosses what is actually the pitch tracker on his arm. Then he keeps hitting under his three-quarters long sleeve and tosses it to Noelbert Romero at third, so he eschews the tech here for the ninth. Ryan had actually been talking pregame in the bullpen about stopping using it. 2-2. Fastball is out of play, third base side, and the count's still even at two. Instead, it's just been a little bit cumbersome for him and having to have the sleeve over it to make sure an umpire wouldn't force him to take it off. 2-2. Paulino rips it on the ground to first. Ramirez, a diving stop to his right, gets up from his bottom, races to the bag, and retires Paulino by a half step. What a play by Moises Ramirez, getting the speedy Paulino, who dove in headlong to the bag. Ramirez beat him there, though, for the first out here in the ninth. A hot smash to Ramirez's right, just barely able to snag it. Get up, race to the bag, and still with his hands on his knees trying to catch his breath, gets the first out here in the ninth. One out, nobody on, and Brynier Bonoassi now the batter. First pitch. Fastball misses in for ball one, and Ramirez, who has worked so hard defensively at first, sees it pay off in spades here to kick off the ninth. 1-0 to Bonoassi. He swings and skies it out to shallow right. Second baseman Martinez out, right fielder Acevedo comes in, makes the call and the catch for the second out here in the ninth. Shorebirds now away from wrapping this one up. 7-5 Shorebirds here in the ninth, and the final hope for the Red Sox tonight is Marcelo Meyer. Meyer 0-3, Long struck him out to end the seventh. Two outs, nobody on, bottom nine. Long 3 2/3 out of the pen, giving up just an unearned run. The first pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner for strike one. Carter Baumler won the first 2 2/3. Joel Benitez the next 2 1/3. And now Long trying to go the final four. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up out in front, and the Red Sox down to their final strike. Shorebird, 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. Red Sox, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. 2 outs, nobody on, bottom 9. Long the rock in the 0-2 pitch, Meyer takes. It's down and away at 95 for ball 1. Long first base side of the rubber, high Black Sox. Hands together, looks in at the plate. Gets his sign, here's the 1-2 pitch. And Meyer spoils it out of play, third base side. Counts even at 2. Or still 1-2, beg your pardon. Meyer taps the plate. Open stance from the left side. Long pauses into his windup. Pulsates on his back leg. Now the kick and the pitch. And Meyer chops it on the ground to second. On the third hop, Martinez has it. Lobs it to first. In time to retire Meyer. And Ryan Long with a 1-2-3 ninth has ended the ball game. Shorebirds win it 7-5 here on Wednesday night from Salem. An early contest that saw a ton of offense. It settles down late with Ryan Long going the final four, allowing just an unearned run as the Shorebirds snap their four-game losing streak and win it tonight by a final of 7-5. We'll go ahead, take a break, come back with totals and a recap on the post-game show. Your final score here this evening, it's the Delmarva Shorebirds 7 and the Salem Red Sox 5. Post-game show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style?
Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to five Sunday Shorebirds home games, one complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebird birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to Salem, Virginia, where it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds post-game show. Sam Zelnick here with you as the Shorebirds toppled the Salem Red Sox by a final of 7-5, withstanding an early rush of runs to come out on the right end of things. After falling behind early 1-0, the Shorebirds hold serve the rest of the way. The teams went back and forth through the first four innings, and Delmarva has the last laugh in a 7-5 victory. Shorebirds even up the series at a game apiece, as they're able to snap a four-game losing streak and get back on track here on Wednesday at Salem. Let's walk you through how this one happened real quick. For the Shorebirds, they went down in order in the top of the first, or rather, minimum was faced after a single and a double play. Salem put up a run in the bottom of the first, a single for Edinson Paulino. Brainer Bonassi reached on error, put Ben at first and third. Bonassi tried to steal second. He was thrown out. Paulino came in to score, though, so not technically a double steal. I'm actually not sure what you give Paulino there. He is just coming home to score on the caught stealing, which is a weird juxtaposition. But anyway, Salem took a 1-0 lead. Shorebirds took the lead in the top of the second then, as they plated two runs, the first on a bases-loaded double play off the bat of Creed Willems, grounded out to second, 4-6-3, but a run came into score, tying it at one. Then Steven Acevedo with an RBI double made it 2-1. Salem then tied it, though, in the bottom of the second. Philip Sykes with an RBI triple into right center, ties the game at two. In the third, Shorebirds get a bases-loaded walk from Moises Ramirez to make it 3-2. Salem ties it, though, in the bottom of the third as a leadoff walk comes in to score. Bases loaded, one out. Blaze Jordan bounces into an RBI fielder's choice to make it a 3-3 game. In the fourth, Shorebirds finally pulled away for good. Three runs, all scoring with two outs. Noelbert Romero, an RBI single. Trenton Craig, a two-run single after him to make it what was then a 6-3 game. Came 6-4. In the bottom of the fourth, as Salem responded to grab one back, a two-out error, allowed Carson Simas to reach, then Edinson Paulino, an RBI double, plated him to make it 6-4. We stayed at that all the way until the bottom of the eighth. Salem put two on with nobody out. Ryan Long bared down, got two outs, but then a two-out error allowed Keir Meredith to reach and also scored a run. Men at the corners, two outs, one-run game, tying run at third, go-ahead run at first, and Ryan Long was able to get Carson Simas to line out to right to strand two men aboard and keep the Birds up by one. In the ninth, Frederick Benkozme with an RBI single to left played Trenton Craig, who had just doubled, give the Shorebirds some insurance, and then Long through a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth to wrap it up as the Shorebirds won by a final score of 7-5. Your final line score here in this one for the Shorebirds, 7 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors. They strand 9 for Salem. 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They strand 7. Joel Benitez picks up the win. He improves to 1-0, his first win here with the Shorebirds. Miguel Suero takes the loss. He falls to 2-2 after giving up 3 runs over an inning and a third. Benitez, for his part, by the way, went 2 1/3, allowing 1 run on 1 hit, no walks, 1 strikeout. Suero, an inning and a third, gives up 3 runs, 3 hits, 3 walks, does not strike anybody out. Ryan Long earns his first save of his career by going the final 4 here tonight. Allows just an unearned run on 1 hit, 1 walk, and 3 strikeouts. So he goes the distance for the Birds down the stretch to wrap up the 7-5 victory. We started at 7:09, finished
at 10:02, time of game, 2 hours and 53 minutes, in front of 1,872 here on Wednesday night, June the 15th, from Salem Memorial Ballpark. With the win, the Shorebirds improved to 20-38 on the season. They are now 11-21 on the road, and they snap their four-game losing streak. Salem, they fall back to a game below 500 at 29-30. They are 15-14 at home, and they are unable to win back-to-back games here against the Shorebirds. That in our back pocket, let's go ahead and get you the scores from people and places that you care about. First, the Carolina League, and what this loss for Salem means as far as the divisional race goes in the North. Well, Fredericksburg, they also lost. They were shut out by Myrtle Beach 1-0. Carolina, they also lost. They were downed by Columbia this morning 2-1. The final score is Carolina lost their fifth in a row. And then Lynchburg, they beat up on Down East 13-4. So the Hillcats going into tomorrow will have a one-game lead in the North. Looking to the Southern Division, Myrtle Beach, as we said, defeated Fredericksburg 1-0. Charleston was shut out 4-0. So now the Pelicans have a two-game lead in South, with now just 5 to play. Things getting dicey here down the stretch, or with 6 to play, beg your pardon, after today. Other scores from around the league: Kannapolis and Fayetteville, only game that didn't have any playoff impact. Kannapolis beats up on Fayetteville, final of 8-1. Birdland update for you: the Orioles and the Blue Jays. Blue Jays just walked it off. Vlad Guerrero Jr. with an RBI single to left off of Felix Bautista on just the second pitch of the extra frame in the bottom of the 10th. Blue Jays walk it off and defeat the Orioles 7-6 after the O's came back and nearly won it. Scores from around the rest of minor league Birdland for you: Twin Bill between Binghamton and Bowie is actually still ongoing. Game 1, a 7-inning game. Binghamton beats up on Bowie 13-1. Game 2, Bowie currently shutting out Binghamton. It's 4-0, Bay Sox in the bottom of the 4th. Norfolk unable to come back against Syracuse. They lose 5-4. Gunnar Henderson and Cody Roberts each homer. And Aberdeen with a 3-2 win over Jersey Shore capture the first half South Atlantic League title, so they will be in the postseason come September in the Sally League. Congrats to Aberdeen. Houston Roth, his 4th win of the season. Colton Kowser and Kobe Mayo go back-to-back. Kowser his 3rd. Mayo his 11th. Those are all the scores and people and places that you care about. So let's go ahead and turn our attention to tomorrow. Game 3 of this 6-game set. 7:05, first pitch again. Moises Chassé on the mound for the Shorebirds. He is 0-3 with a 6.41 ERA. Goes up against Juan Daniel Encarnacion, who is 5-3 with a 4.43 ERA. Chassé will be followed by Dan Hammer. 7:05, first pitch. We'll talk to you for the pregame show, as always, at 6:50. And I'll about wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. As always, a big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's game. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury who helps put on this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball. And until tomorrow at 6:50, your final score one more time: the Delmarva Shorebirds 7 and the Salem Red Sox 5. For everybody involved, we say thank you very much. I've been Sam Jelinek, and until tomorrow, we'll talk to you then. This has been Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.